The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
The voice of the alpha male. And now more than ever, you need me on that wall. You want me on that wall. You demand me on that wall to fight the enemies of masculinity. This entire hour I will spend on the war against alpha males, against masculine males. Gillette, the best a man can get. Maybe it was 30 years ago, but today I'm done with my Gillette Pro Fusion razor. We're seeing from every corner men being attacked. The American Psychological Association, new report on traditional masculinity being harmful. I will have none of it. Long Ash greetings and salutations, a long ash snappy salute, semper delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. As always, your global five-star commanding general and alpha male in chief, front and center, Command Center Alpha here in the Cigar City of Tampa. And as always, I've got one of my two German Shepherds. We've got Pendragon's Royal Baron, who is on the lookout. And if you hear him bark, then you know there is a threat against masculinity coming to Command Center Alpha. And in fact, as I look at him right now, he's got his big German Shepherd ears up. He's got his big snout on the lookout. He is on the alert for anyone that will challenge our right to be masculine alpha males. As always, should you care to contact me, CigarDave at CigarDave.com. Follow me on social media. Go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand side. You'll see all the links, but primarily on Twitter at CigarDaveShow, which is my primary method of communication, although we still do Facebook and Instagram and all the other social media platforms. By now, you have heard about Gillette's ad campaign to end, quote, unquote, toxic masculinity in a hashtag MeToo-inspired ad, a very long ad. At that, back in 1989, Gillette made a very big splash, big impression on consumers with a Super Bowl ad that used the tagline, Gillette, the best a man can get. For 30 years, Gillette reinforced their high quality of products using the tag. They charged premium prices to gain market share. I have been a huge proponent of Gillette's razor, starting with the Track 2. Then they went to the Mach 3, then they went to the Turbo, and then the Fusion, which is the 5-blade, and I use the Pro Fusion. And I way overpay for blades. No ifs, ands, or buts. I mean, you're talking like $6 a blade. But I get a very smooth, close shave. I've got a very strong beard. I cannot use an electric razor. If I use an electric razor, it does nothing. Zero. Within 10 minutes, I have to shave again. I tried electric. In college, I tried electric because it was a little bit easier. Forget it. Does not work. I've tried the disposables. Don't work. I need the top shelf blades on my baby face, smooth as a baby's ass baby face, because I have a very, very thick beard. In fact, if I don't shave after like a day and a half, 2 days, I look like a terrorist. No ifs, ands, or buts. So Gillette has always been, the majority of their revenues derived from men. Whether it's their shave cream, their razors, their other shave products and aftershave products. I've always liked Gillette. And in fact, Procter & Gamble liked Gillette so much that in 2005, they bought the Boston-based company Gillette for $57 billion. Now, since they bought Gillette in 2005, the shaving landscape has changed dramatically. We're seeing increased competition from Dollar Shave Club, Harry's, even Schick, who was Gillette's secondary competitor. But it was kind of like Heinz Ketchup and Hunt's. Heinz had the majority of market share, and then there was Hunt's, and then like Libby's and everybody else. And the same thing, it was Gillette, and then Schick, and then everybody else. Well, things have changed dramatically. And in fact, I believe the owner of Schick, I think Unilever, has purchased, I want to say, either Dollar Shave Club or Harry's for $1 billion. But Gillette's market share for their razors over the past 10 years has dropped from 70% to 50%. They've had to drop the price of their razors by 15% over the past few years. And really, they are on the verge of going below 50%. And when that happens, the dynamics of everything change. More competition. People said, wait a minute, why do I want to spend $6, $7 for a blade? It's ridiculous. Now, I have not tried Schick, their Quattro 5, but I'm going to after the ad that came out. So, by now, I'm sure you've heard the reaction to the ad that Gillette launched on their YouTube channel earlier this week entitled, We Believe in the Best in Men, where, to me, it is a absolute, pardon the pun, slap in the face to every male consumer that has purchased Gillette razors. It is a slap in the face to virtually every man. And they're trying to make the point, and we will play the ad momentarily, the audio, make the point that men need to end toxic masculinity, that boys shouldn't be boys, that men shouldn't catcall women. Well, there's a very small percentage of men that are scumbags. Harvey Weinstein, or Weinstein, scumbag. We've seen him, and just the way he acted with women. The guy, it's like Michael Moore. The guy looks like he needs a bath. He looks like a disheveled, unmade bed. Couldn't get laid in a whorehouse for money, but uses his power to try to hit on women and sexually assault women. Scumbag. I've talked about him numerous times. Total scumbag. We see Les Moonves, television executive, former CEO and chairman of CBS, over a period of 30 years, been doing the same thing, using his power. Turns out he had a couple of dames on the payroll to provide oral stress relief happy endings at CBS. Scumbag. Those are a minority of men. The majority of alpha males, men like you and I, we are polite to our women. We treat women with respect. We put them on a pedestal. We treat dames like dames, with class, with sophistication, with refinement, with respect. I have never, ever had a woman, any woman that I have dated or women that are in the harem or women that I know say, boy, Dave, you really treat women disrespectfully. You treat them like pieces of meat. You treat them horribly. You're a scumbag like Harvey Weinstein. I have never had that because I was brought up that you properly treat your woman. You treat her properly. I'm old-fashioned. I'm like the Rat Pack. I'm old school. That means I open a door for a woman. Open the car door. Open a door to a restaurant. When we're going out to a restaurant, I pull the chair and put it back in. I am very polite. Now, every so often, I'll run across a woman who will say, I can do that myself. They've got a little bug up their ass saying, I can do that. One of these feminists. And I said, sweetheart, I'm sure you can. But I'm a gentleman. And that's how I roll. That's how I operate. If you've got a problem with it, it's your problem, not mine. But I can tell you, the number of women that say, oh, what a delight to have a gentleman. What a change. What this is just so, I'm not used to it. I can't tell you the number of women that say, I'm just not used to a man being this polite to me. I'm not used to a man pulling out my chair. Why? And they, because there's not enough alpha males in this world. We know that. I've been on a quest as the global alpha male in chief to convert wussified betas into alphas. Not an easy task, but we're succeeding. One beta at a time. And the problem is that women today have been so conditioned to going out with wussified beta men that can't make decisions, that aren't polite, that aren't refined, that aren't sophisticated, that don't do the small things, that when a woman does finally meet a man that does pull out her chair, that does take care of making all the arrangements, that is decisive, that does treat a woman with respect, the woman does not know how to react. And I know this for a fact because I have numerous female friends that tell me. They say, when I go out with a guy that's an alpha male, that's refined, sophisticated, I don't know how to react. And I tell them, you better get over it very quickly. And I don't care how strong a woman is. A strong woman wants a stronger man. Now, that doesn't mean, let's not conflate being a strong man with beating the living daylights out of a woman. That's not what I'm talking about. Feminists know that's not what I'm talking about. And all men know that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a man who is decisive, who is strong, who says, hey, I'm going to protect my dame. I'm going to make sure I've got the evening planned. We're going away this weekend. I got it all covered. Not some wussified beta that says, what do you want to do this week? Where do you want to go? What do you want to have? That's not what women want. And I don't care how successful a woman is. She wants a stronger man. That goes back to the caveman days. It's very, very simple. But now over the last number of years, we have seen an attack on masculine men. And it's been going on really since the feminist movement hit their stride 40, 50 years ago. Maybe 40, 45 years ago is when we really saw it in the 70s, where all of a sudden men were the cause of all of women's evils. All of women's woes are because of men. Men kept women down. The glass ceiling was because of men. Men don't get paid the same. All these things we've heard. Well, what has happened in the last 40 years? Two important developments. One, women now are the majority in this country. Women are also the majority of college graduates and post-college graduates. Men are now in the minority on that. That's number one. Number two, the feminists going back 40, 45 years ago wanted to make sure that boys became emasculated, that boys should start thinking like a woman. Boys should be feminized. Boys should be betas. And what we now have, and you see this in the millennial generation, not all, but a great percentage, boys and young adults that are unprepared to exist and succeed in the world. When things don't go their way, they do not know how to react. When they don't get the job promotion, they jump up and down or they bring a gun to work. Because they're all told, you're wonderful, you're perfect, you're great. Everybody gets a participation trophy. And over the last 40 years, and this has been scientifically proven, girls in classrooms are getting more attention. Boys are being told, you're evil, you're bad. When boys engage in normal boyhood behavior, whether it's wrestling or sports or roughhousing, boys will be boys. Stop being a boy. Don't do that. They want to turn them into girls, and we're seeing that all over the place. So Gillette, a company which is losing market share faster than a 5,000-pound lead brick dropping from the top of the Empire State Building, says, let's go after the consumers, the people, the men that buy our razor blades. You know, let's try to get more millennials to buy our product, because there is research showing that millennials tend to patronize and give more credit to companies and brands that use corporate social responsibility appeals. A company that says we're socially responsible, millennials will gravitate to. But here's one little problem for Gillette. Millennials, millennial men primarily, maybe some millennial females, they probably don't shave either. I've seen women that have hair under their arms and hair on their legs. But millennial boys, young adults, millennial men, they don't shave. And when I've talked to millennials that don't shave, I go, how come you don't shave? I'm too lazy. That's another problem. The millennial generation, lazy. Everything should be given to them. Everything should be free. Shouldn't have to work for anything. Now, I'm not saying all, just the way that Gillette just cast a broad brush on their ad that said every man is a toxic masculine male. I'm not doing that with all millennials. We've got a ton of great millennials. They come to our events. They're avid listeners of the show. I've met them out and about. They serve in the military. But there is that percentage of millennials that are lazy, that don't shave, and consequently, no matter what Gillette does, they're never going to get them. They are not going to get them as consumers. So what does Gillette do, led by their brand director, their brand manager, Pankaj Bala, who, by the way, I went online and did a web search to see him. Looks like he's probably late 30s, maybe early 40s. Looks very wussified beta to me. He said before, and I'm going to play the commercial here momentarily, we expect debate. Actually, a discussion is necessary. If we don't discuss and don't talk about it, I don't think real change will happen. Well, you have just alienated the overwhelming majority of your consumers that are not toxic in any way, shape, or form. So you think you're going to increase your market share with millennials by totally ticking off every other consumer? Good luck. So Gillette came out with using their the best a man can get. They have come out with a new commercial that was launched on YouTube that was directed by a female director. So you know that she has got her own particular spin. So let's go ahead and let's queue up the new Gillette ad that is called The Best Men Can Be.
Bullying.
The Me Too movement against sexual harassment.
Toxic masculinity.
Is this the best a man can get? Is it? We can't hide from it.
Sexual harassment is taking over.
It's been going on far too long. We can't laugh it off.
Who's the daddy?
What I actually think she's trying to say.
Making the same old excuses.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
But something finally changed.
Allegations regarding sexual assault and sexual harassment.
But she says it's a lie.
And there will be no going back. Because we believe in the best in men.
Men need to hold other men accountable.
Smile, sweetie. Come on.
To say the right thing. To act the right way.
Bro, not cool. Not cool.
Some already are. In ways big.
Yo, men. We're
and small.
I am strong.
But some is not enough.
It's not how we treat each other, okay?
Okay.
Because the boys watching today will be the men of tomorrow.
And the ad ends with a little kid, and there's text that says, the best a man can get. It's only by challenging ourselves to do more that we can get closer to our best. We are taking action at thebestmencanbe.org. Well, That is extremely offensive to those of us that are prime consumers of Gillette razors. And it's pretty apparent why. They group every single man as being toxic, that masculinity is toxic. And they go after boys when boys are just roughhousing as, oh, boys will be boys. We need to stop that behavior. The reaction to the We Believe in the Best in Men has been overwhelmingly negative. Comments on their YouTube channel are running negative by a humongous 10 to 1. 10 to 1 against. The ad is insulting, full of stereotypes. And I'll tell you what's dangerous for Gillette is that this basically does nothing to sell a razor blade. It does nothing to say, hey, to those men that are customers, we applaud you. We know that the overwhelming majority of men are great men and treat women with respect. Instead, they just lump everyone together. I got news for you. I know that there are many men that are going to start boycotting Gillette, and I am one of them. I use the Gillette Profusion. I'm going to go, and I just finished my last blade that's in the four-pack of the Profusion. I'm going to go pick up the Gillette Quattro 5, and I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to give that a try. I'm not, from what I understand, I've talked to people that use Dollar Shave Club and Harry's, not sure how great those blades are, but maybe I'll try those too. But what they have done is just literally slapped every one of their male consumers in the face. It baffles me how a company where the overwhelming majority of their revenue, probably 80% of their revenue, comes from men, would go and attack the very people who buy their products. It makes no sense to me. But again, this is what happens when you have the kowtowing to millennials saying, oh, we have to try to get more millennials to bring up our market share. How about lowering your price? How about stop ripping off consumers $6-7 a blade? If you think this is going to help Gillette, you got another thing coming. And I, for one, am sick and tired of feminist groups and all of these other politically correct movements saying it's toxic masculinity. It's men that are aggressive. We need to just outlaw this from the beginning. And when I come back, I'll tell you what the American Psychological Association has to say about masculinity, because they are now going and ripping the traditional masculine norms, stating that if you normal biological male function, we got to put an end to that. And by the way, feminist groups now want to obliterate the word man from their lexicon. Oh, and I've got an example of toxic femininity. We'll continue the war on men. We're going to fight it straight ahead.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is the Alec Bradley New Release Sampler, including the Alec Bradley Magic Toast. This cigar was created by Alan Rubin after toasting a special whiskey to a great crop that would yield this beautiful medium to full-bodied smoke. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning: tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth.
Winter is coming.
At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Wyndham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College. More possibilities.
Coming to the Cascade Theater in Reading January 30th, Black Violin. This chart-topping group mashes up classical, hip-hop, and rock. They've collaborated with some of music's biggest names like Tom Petty, 50 Cent, and Aerosmith. Now they're mixing it up with Reading students to break musical barriers on the Cascade stage January 30th. Don't miss this groundbreaking night of music. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Been hoping that you drop me off. I'll hold your hands, they're just like ice.
Well, we present another example of toxic masculinity. The great Dean Martin singing Baby It's Cold Outside, trying to coerce a helpless woman to stay and protect her from the elements outside. But as we know, the feminists and the PC movement has rendered this song to be totally filled with toxic masculinity in a date rape culture. Do we care? No, because we know it is a load of poppycock. We do not care. And to Gillette, the company that says the best men can be, I say, focus on razors. Focus on lowering your price. Focus on technology that will lower the price so we don't get ripped off and so that your market share doesn't go from 70 to 50 down to 30, which is probably where it is heading after that commercial that they have released, their minute 38 commercial going after men. Now, if you think the war on men and masculinity is over, forget it. It is just starting. Perfect case in point. The American Psychological Association, the APA, first time in their history, released guidelines concerning men and boys, saying that so-called traditional masculinity not only is harmful, but also could lead to homophobia and sexual harassment. In a news released by the APA, they say the main thrust of the subsequent research is that traditional masculinity marked by stoicism, competitiveness, dominance, and aggression is on the whole harmful. It notes that research shows traditional masculinity is psychologically harmful and that socializing boys to suppress their emotions causes damage that echoes both inwardly and outwardly. That's right. They would like boys to be taught to be little girls. Cry at everything. Go ahead. Be a little wussy. Be a little feminized, emasculated boy. Let's make sure that we emasculate. Make sure those little nads don't come out at a young age. Let's chop them off right when they're boys so they can become girls as they grow up. The 36-page report, their guidelines, go on to coin masculinity ideology, which stems from traditional masculinity, claims that it harms boys and men. Really? Traditional masculinity. So all those boys and men that partook in World War II, that stormed the beaches of Normandy, I guess that was harmful for them to be masculine, for them to be competitive, to want to dominate and be aggressive over the Nazis. They make it seem like competitiveness and aggression is just the biggest evil in the world. I'm competitive. I'm aggressive when it comes to business, when it comes to winning, succeeding. I don't apologize for that. In fact, when it comes to negotiating, and I'll get to President Trump a little bit later on, it's one of the reasons why the Democrats can't stand him. Why? Because he's an alpha male that's not going to roll over. When Nancy Pelosi tried to shaft him on the State of the Union, he didn't roll over like George H.W. Bush or George W. Bush or a Mitt Romney would have or a John McCain would have. Instead, he's like, no, you try to screw me, I'm going to screw you back 10 times harder. The Democrats can't stand President Trump because the President Trump is beating him at the Democrats' own game. They don't know how to react to it. So this nonsense that we're seeing, that, oh, we can't, men shouldn't be aggressive, shouldn't be competitive. This all boils down to these groups who believe that they have the divine right to obliterate the traditional biology norms of men and boys and the male species, that they want to turn every boy and every man into a woman. It's exactly what they want. And it's gotten to the point where this is going to have a humongous backlash. People are tired of it. Men are tired of it. Women are tired of it. When they went after Judge Kavanaugh, women said, wait a minute, you're going to do this to my son? Are you going to do this to my husband going back 20, 30 years ago for something that somebody makes up and says without any evidence? The report continues that traditional masculinity ideology has been shown to limit males' psychological development, constrain their behavior, result in gender role strain and gender role conflict, and negatively influence mental health and physical health. And the masculine ideology, as defined by the American Psychological Association, is a particular constellation of standards that have held sway over large segments of the population, including anti-femininity, achievement, eschewal of the appearance of weakness, and adventure, risk, and violence. And they say that masculine boys may put their energy toward disruptive behavior such as homophobia, bullying, and even sexual harassment rather than strive for academic excellence. What an absolute load of bull, of poppycock. In the Wall Street Journal, there is an interesting op-ed piece by Dr. Erica Commissar, who is a psychotherapist, and she said she has seen an increase of depression in young men who feel emasculated in a society that is hostile to masculinity. No shiatsu. No kidding. We have seen this going on for 40 years, the emasculation of the American male of boys. It is nonsense. It is ridiculous. Now all of a sudden, if a man wants to compete, if a man wants to be aggressive on getting a job, if a man has big nads of steel, that's a huge problem for society. And what the APA has done, defining traditional masculinity as a pathological state, instead of a biological state, only going to make things worse. They are demonizing masculinity. I say masculinity should be embraced, just like femininity should be embraced. This goes back thousands and thousands of years, going back to the caveman days. Okay, the man was the hunter-gatherer, the woman took care of the cave. Now things have changed. We have women that are out in the workplace that are successful, that are educated. I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is giving one group or the other a leg up. If somebody says, well, we should give preference to women, even if a man is superior for the job, has a better resume, is more suited for the job, I've got a huge problem with that. I do not like quotas. Best man or best woman for the job, period. And that has nothing to do with whether somebody's skin color, their religion, their gender. I believe pick the best person for the job. I don't like quotas. I think it's ridiculous. You're just trying to say, okay, well, we need to put somebody inferior in the job. Huge problem. And by the American Psychological Association demonizing masculinity instead of embracing the positive aspects of masculinity, what they are doing is going to be more harmful. They are going to continue to make the emasculation of boys rampant, more rampant than we're already seeing in this country. And they're saying their clinicians, they're telling the American Psychological Association is telling their clinicians, go and say, evaluate masculinity as an evil that must be corrected. Instead of it says, hey, embrace masculinity. That is a good thing. Men and women are different. Men and women are biologically different. And when we see the old slogan, people say, oh, we have to stop boys from being boys. Wrong. That's the problem. We need boys to be boys. We need boys to engage in boy behavior, roughhousing, running around, getting their energy out. It's like a puppy. I got to run Baron, who's 9 months old, my 9-month-old 97-pound German Shepherd. I got to run him, got to get that energy out loose. But instead, what they're saying is, no, let's restrict boys. Nope, let's stop them from roughhousing, playing tackle football. We cannot have this. And that in itself lay the problem. Because when boys are boys, when they are boys, they will learn to be alpha males. They will learn to be masculine young adults and successful males. Instead of jumping up and down in a hissy fit every time something doesn't go their way. And the truth is, masculine traits such as aggression, competitiveness, protective vigilance, they're positive. Those are a good thing. Here's the difference between boys and girls. This is science now. This isn't me making it up. Boys and men produce far more testosterone. That is associated biologically and behaviorally with increased aggression and competitiveness. They also produce more vasopressin, a hormone originating in the brain that makes men aggressively protective of their loved ones. Every woman I know said, I want a man that's protective of me. And I don't care how successful, they like when a man stands up for them. The same goes for feminine traits. Women are nurturing. They're more emotionally sensitive. Women produce more oxytocin when they nurture their children than men. And the hormone affects men and women differently. For example, oxytocin in women makes women more sensitive and empathetic, while men become more playfully, tactually stimulating, encouraging resilience. These are normal differences. But today, we have the American Psychological Association, we have all these enemies of masculinity saying, oh no, masculinity is unhealthy. We need to cut masculinity. Here's a perfect example of exactly what I am saying. Perfect example. Feminist groups at a number of colleges have a grand plan to obliterate the word man from their lexicon. Various groups in the U.S. are opting to, instead of spelling woman, W-O-M-A-N, or women, W-M-E-N, because let's face it, in woman and women, there's man and men, right? They're opting to spell woman, W-O-M-Y-N, or women, W-M-X-N, to avoid spelling man or men. Other groups are calling women, women X. Women's groups at the University of Iowa, California Davis, Texas State University, University of Richmond, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, some of the schools where the alternative spelling is used. And this is what the University of Iowa's Women's Resource and Action Center coordinator, Simone Fernandez, said. Women, and I'm it's Wimixin, I don't know how else you pronounce it, W-M-X-N, removes the sequences of man, M-A-N, or men, M-E-N, from the term woman, women, that sheds light on the prejudice, discrimination, and institutional barriers Wimixin have faced, but to also show that Wimixin are not a subcategory of men while providing active resistance to transphobia to include trans women, trans femme, and other gender nonconforming Wimixin. Have you ever...
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
The feel of shopping in a hometown store. What is it that makes it special? A lot of things. It's familiar faces. It's folks remembering your name. It's employees that are not just hired to work in a department. Some have been with Orchard Nutrition over 20 years, and they're willing to share their knowledge with you. These are all things you've always found at Orchard Nutrition Center. And since 1982, Orchard's motto, supporting local, we're all in it together, says it all. When you step into Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, you'll find a wide variety of organic groceries, fresh organic produce, straight from the farm to Orchard Nutrition Center to your table. Their delicious bakery and deli, and a wide selection of vitamins and supplements, with certified nutritionists to answer all your questions. So whether you're looking for nitrate-free deli meats, certified local organic produce, a wide variety of health foods, supplements, herbs, teas, and so much more, you'll find it at Orchard Nutrition Center. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center.
Hello, good North State folk. Robin Hood here. Would you like to see a play about me, the ultimate hero and all-around good guy? I will wow you in a story that is hilarious and adventurous fun for the whole family. Oh, and the story has other characters in it, too. Towns Guy, tell the good folk where to see me.
Of course, Robin. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present the somewhat true tale of Robin Hood, written by Marilyn Dobson, directed by Samantha Fork. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtime's Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, January 19th through February 16th.
All this supposed toxic masculinity? Well, I have in my hands a perfect example of toxic femininity. This comes to us from Phoenix. A Phoenix woman, Jacqueline Addis, accused of stalking a man she met on a dating site, went out on one date with the man and has sent him more than 159,000 text messages, including threatening text messages, over the course of nearly 10 months. They didn't name the man, but they went out on one date. And this woman now, over 10 months, who sends 159,000 text messages? The man called police after he found Addis parked outside his home July 2017. Paradise Valley, Arizona officers escorted her off the property. That's when police said Addis began threatening the man. One text read, "I'd make sushi," and I'm pronouncing this the way she spelled it, "out of your kidneys, in chopsticks, out of your hand bones. I'd wear," another one, "I'd wear your fascia in the top of your skull, in your hands and feet." The woman told police the texts were in jest. Gets better. In April 2010, Addis was arrested for trespassing inside the man's home while he was out of the country. They found this woman in the house taking a bath. After she was arrested, she asked, "Why is this happening to me?" When police asked her what she was doing there, She gave a very bizarre answer, saying, I guess that I made up a whole scenario in my head where I live here, so I came here and pretended that's what was happening. Oh, and by the way, officers found a large butcher knife in Addis's car when she gave them permission to retrieve her purse. Now, there's toxic femininity. So I want to see all these groups jump up and down and saying, we have to eliminate toxic femininity. We have to start when women are young. This must be addressed. The bottom line is this. I am proud to be an alpha male. I am proud to be a masculine male. All of you that are listening that are alpha males and masculine males, we don't apologize for it. The people with the problem are the enemies of masculinity. All these psychological groups and all these wussified betas and all these feminist groups now that are trying to portray men as being the cause of all evil is nonsense. And now when we see Gillette, a company that derives their revenue overwhelmingly from men, now calling all men in a two-minute commercial toxic, screw Gillette. Hashtag screw Gillette.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
In 2018, we featured exceptional cigars monthly in the Cigar Dave Officers Club selections. And I am pleased to tell you that for 2019, we start the exact same way with a trio of fabulous cigars from Alec Bradley. It is The World of Alec Bradley, featuring two of their new cigars and one cigar flying off the shelves. First up, the Alec Bradley Magic Toast. Medium to full flavored. This was conceived in the tobacco fields in Honduras. A beautiful, rich flavored cigar. Next up, from Alan Rubin's two sons, Alec and Bradley Rubin, they created their own cigar called Alec and Bradley Blind Faith. Three different filler tobaccos from Esteli, Nicaragua. Rich, full flavored, very unique cigar and packaging. And lastly, the Alec Bradley Black Market Esteli, another medium to full bodied cigar. Three great cigars from Alec Bradley. If you're not a member of the Officers Club, $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. Go to CigarDave.com now and join the Officers Club.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute.
Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2. ...100% USDA certified alpha male.
With zero trace of wussification.
It's the General Cigar Dave.
But wait, there's more. I have another example of toxic femininity. A woman, a wife, has been arrested on suspicion of burning her husband alive after the pair fought over her desire to have his phone's password. Didi Parnama. This comes to us, actually, I believe, from India, actually. Didi Parnama was working to repair roof tiles on the couple's home when his wife, Ilham Kahina, asked for the password to his phone. The 26-year-old husband refused. The pair got into an argument. Parnama then climbed down from the roof and hit his wife as the argument continued. That sparked a physical encounter, and Kayani reportedly grabbed a gas can, poured the flammable liquid over her husband before setting him afire using a lighter. And I'm looking at the pictures. They are gruesome. Now, there's no question the guy should not have hit his wife. However, toxic femininity, basically, she took a can of gas, poured it over this man, and lit a match. And the guy's got burns all over his body. I mean, I'm looking at these pictures. They are absolutely gruesome. Absolutely gruesome. But this nonsense that all of a sudden everything is toxic because boys will be boys, because men basically are men, that all of a sudden it's the cause of evil. It is got to end. And by the way, Gillette, you have screwed yourself royally. This is going to go down. This is going to be the equivalent, mark my words, of New Coke. New Coke was an unmitigated disaster. Took Coke years and years to recover from. I will guarantee you this will take Gillette years to. In fact, I don't think they'll ever recover because their market share has already gone from 70 to 50 with more competition. With this and even further competition, I think you'll see it go down even further. No ifs, ands, or buts. By the way, the January 2019 Officers Club selection going out next week. It is the Alec Bradley new release sampler featuring three great cigars from Alec Bradley. The new Magic Toast, the Alec and Bradley Blind Faith, and the Alec Bradley Black Market Esteli. All medium, medium full-bodied, beautiful cigars. The Magic Toast, as a result of Alan Rubin, the founder of Alec Bradley, being in Honduras, seeing a crop of beautiful cigar tobacco one night to celebrate. Opened a bottle of whiskey. They gave a toast to the future. Magic Toast was born. Blind Faith. Alan Rubin's kids, Alec and Bradley, created that. Great cigars. If you're not a member, CigarDave.com. Click on Officers Club. Hour two of the Cigar Dave Show.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
over $5.7 billion in border wall funding.
This is a common sense compromise both parties should embrace.
The president says Democrats in the past have supported most of the elements in his proposal, and he promoted his plan as a way to break the logjam and provide Congress with a path forward to end the government shutdown. However, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls the plan a non-starter. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Shutdown enters its 30th day tomorrow. Mexican officials say the death toll from an explosion at a punctured pipeline in central Mexico has risen to 73. The number of injured stands at 74. Forensic experts continue to comb the site for the remains, many of which were reduced to ashes. At least 54 bodies have yet to be identified. A winter storm pushed into the eastern time zone, bringing a mix of snow, ice, rain, as well as high winds. National Weather Service meteorologist Dan Peterson says it looks like the Northeast will be digging out after the storm moves through.
The big cities are going to see a transition over to rain tonight and tomorrow, and the heavy snow is going to be well inland in northern New York, northern Vermont, New Hampshire, and up in Maine, where we expect 12 to 18 inches and locally higher amounts.
And forecasters say the deepest snow could be for Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. Thousands of flights either canceled or delayed, and numerous highways closed because of the snow and or car accidents. Thousands of yellow vest protesters rallied today in several French cities for a 10th consecutive weekend, despite a national debate that was launched this week by President Macron aimed at assuaging their anger. Paris had about 8,000 protesters in the street. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Yes, yes, yes!
If you snore, the first time you use Mute can be quite an experience. Snoring can happen when your nose is blocked, forcing you to breathe through your mouth. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways.
I can breathe!
You'll get all the air you need through your nose, not your mouth. And with less snoring, there's more chance of sleep.
For more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more. Snore less. Sleep better.
Looking for term life insurance but have diabetes, high blood pressure, or on anxiety meds? If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, or have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost around $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013 or BigLou.com. For affordable term life, visit BigLou.com.
A rocky week for British Prime Minister Theresa May. First, MPs rejected her British Brexit divorce deal. Then she had to work to come from behind to survive a no-confidence vote. UK Shadow Brexit Secretary Keir Starmer says Labour must now push for a new referendum.
This is the phase where our conference policy says if we cannot get a general election, Labour must support all options remaining on the table, including campaigning for a public vote.
And Starmer says time is of the essence for Brexit to be successful.
What the Prime Minister is doing now is not resilient. It's reckless. Ploughing on without a plan whilst the country lurches from one crisis to another. And this is crucial, reducing the time for credible alternatives to emerge.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Turns out things are not so shipshape at the Naval Academy.
An audit has found that the Naval Academy has decaying walls, plumbing problems, and condemned offices and balconies. The Capitol reported on Friday it obtained the 2018 audit through a Freedom of Information Act request. The Naval Audit Services report says the Annapolis, Maryland College's infrastructure has degraded to the point of threatening its ability to train midshipmen. Bob Agner reporting.
Jewelry retailer Tiffany & Company, famous for its little blue boxes, says sales slipped in the holiday shopping season as Chinese tourists spent less while traveling due to the strong dollar, making it more expensive to buy Tiffany jewelry outside of its stores in China. The company also says it was hurt by the ups and downs of the stock market, anxiety around Brexit, and protests in Paris that forced the company to close its store during some weekends. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
KCNR Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
World of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, I'm online already looking for what razor will replace my Gillette Pro Fusion. I'm looking at Schick. I'm looking at Harry's Shave Club, Dollar Shave Club. I'm looking at them all, but so far, by the way, I love it, Schick. Tell me if this isn't a response to Gillette, the best men can be. Here's Schick's, right on their homepage at schick.com. The man I am, the shave I want. Let me click learn more because I'm interested in learning. Ah, the man I am aims to make a positive contribution to a much discussed topic, masculinity. Tell me this is not a response to Gillette, and it is brilliant. It is masterful, although one of the guys they've got in their featuring on the website, very wussified beta. Welcome back. Hour number two of the Cigar Dave Show. As always, your global five-star general and alpha male in chief, front and center, command center alpha. Twitter, at Cigar Dave Show. Email me, cigardave@cigardave.com. The Officers Club for January. I tell you, 2018, the number of selection, the greats, every one of them was better than the other. We're starting off 2019 on the right note, the January 2019 Officers Club selection, the Alec Bradley New Release Sampler, a portfolio of medium to full-bodied cigars, two that are recent additions to the Alec Bradley lineup within the last 7 months or so, and one that's just about a year and a half old. First is the Alec Bradley Magic Toast, beautiful cigar that was a result of one evening. Brand of Alec Bradley founder Alan Rubin was in the tobacco fields overlooking the stars, and he sees this magical crop of cigar tobaccos. And to celebrate, he pulls out a bottle of whiskey. They opened it up. They gave a toast to their future, to the future of the cigar. As a result, Alec Bradley Magic Toast was born. Now, Alec Bradley is named after Alan's two sons, Alec and Bradley Rubin. Two nice gents, alphas, and definitely alphas all the way. And at the IPCPR convention, the Cigar Retailers Convention last July, we spoke with them. In fact, the video is at CigarDave.com under our IPCPR 2018 coverage. And Alan said to his sons, okay, you guys have been in the business. I'm going to put my blind faith in you. You create a cigar, packaging, blend, everything. I'm not going to get involved. And that wasn't easy for Alan. But Alec and Bradley created a fabulous cigar, unique taste, very cool packaging. The cigar really stands out boldly, and so does the packaging. And then the Alec Bradley Black Market Esteli, paying homage to the Nicaraguan capital of Esteli. Black Market Esteli, packed with flavor, all medium to medium full-bodied cigars, all unique taste profile. But the Alec Bradley New Release Sampler, our January 2019 Officers Club selection. If you're not a member of the Officers Club, $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, and you too can enjoy these great cigars that come your way every single month in a Cigar Dave Officers Club pouch. Before I get to a couple of other items here, and then we're going to get to litation, because I talked about, really wanted to spend the entire first hour, the war against masculinity by these enemies of masculinity and by Gillette. But this is interesting. As, by the way, Sergeant Steve, what kind of razor do you use? Because I know that you shave on a daily basis, as do I.
Well, I use the Gillette Fusion, but when these blades run out, no more.
Yeah, and there's no question. Look, I like the Gillette product. I think they every time they come out with a new product, when it was the Mach 3, I'm like, oh, this is great. And then they came out with the, what was it, the Fusion and the Turbo Fusion. Great products. But what they have done is just so irritating to me that I'm going to start looking at alternatives. So here we are at Schick.com. And Schick for many years was kind of, and they still are, the secondary brand. I believe they are owned by Unilever. I'm almost positive they are owned by Unilever, who bought, I want to say, Dollar Shave Club, I think, for $1 billion. And it's either one of the two. It's either Dollar or Harry's. But as I go to Schick.com, now they've got a very unique big, there's three men, and it says, the man I am, the shave I want, click to learn more. And as I go to click to learn more, it says, the man I am, and it's trademarked. The Man I Am campaign aims to make a positive contribution to a much-discussed topic, masculinity. Let's see what it says here. I may have spoken too soon. As society evolves, so too must the role of men and masculinity itself. Being a man is a spectrum, not a binary. So wherever men see themselves on that spectrum, we're there for them. We're committed to grooming them, to inspiring them, to educating them, to listening. We'll relentlessly celebrate the men they are with work that praises their individuality instead of telling them who to be. Okay, this is definitely a response to the Gillette ad, be the best man you can be. And it goes on to say, this is the new Schick Hydro, and this is our message. It takes a man to be yourself, and it takes the right razor to express it. Now, it says, the Man I Am campaign redefines what it means to be a man in the modern world and celebrates the individuality of us all. Meet the three men behind this campaign, Kevin, Willie, and Zuna. All right, now, as I look at this first guy, meet Kevin, and I'm just looking here. Okay, Kevin, we're going to link to this because there's a YouTube video. But as I look at this right now, Kevin looks a little bit, how shall I say, on the totally wussified beta spectrum. I mean, looks like he needs a good meal, does not have one hair on his chest. Looks like if he shaves once a month, that would probably be good. Not exactly the guy that I would probably put on my first campaign. But nonetheless, I have to give Schick credit. Because they're saying, hey, we're not going to tell you what kind of man you should be. You know, we celebrate everybody's individuality. So I think this is a clear response. I've got to believe they came out with this quickly to respond to this. No doubt about it. So as I look, they've got the Schick Hydro, and it comes in, let's see, I'm going to shop razors here because I want to take a look. I like the 5-blade. It comes in both a 3 and a 5. Here is the Hydro 5 Cents Hydrate Razor. And it looks to me as if, let's see, you get the razor and a 4-count blade for $14.48. It seems pretty good, much less than what I'm paying for the Gillette. So I'm going to have to check that out. We will go ahead and link you to Schick so you can take a look at this. Now, negatively here, as we know, there's been attack on men in more than just one sense, more than just masculinity. But now the enemies of men, the enemies of cigars, the enemies of pleasure are saying that you're not old enough at 18 to make mature decisions. You're not old enough at 18 to make a decision whether you want to have a beer or a spirit. At 18, you're not old enough now to decide that you should be able to purchase a cigar. You're not mature enough. But at 18, you're old enough to put your life and limb on the line for this country. Oh, and by the way, at 18, all these same people that are rallying to raise the age from 18 to 21, the legal limit at which you can purchase cigars, are the same people now saying we should lower the voting age from 18 to 16. Because 16-year-olds are mature enough. No, they're not. At 18, I have no problem with. You are legally an adult. So if it's you're old enough to make a decision to vote, you can legally vote, you're old enough at 18 to serve in the military, then you should be at 18 old enough to decide that you want to purchase a cigar. But Governor Andrew Cuomo, who wouldn't be there if it weren't for his father, Mario Cuomo, and by the way, both Cuomos have the distinction of being the worst governors in the history of the crumbling Empire State, is proposing that the crumbling Empire State raise the legal age of purchasing tobacco products from 18 to 21. It is included in its 2019 executive budget. Now, never mind that New York State is a crumbling empire. I mean, it's a joke to call it the Empire State. Roads are in disrepair. Bridges are in disrepair. I mean, they're making a big deal out of all the billions they're spending to rebuild LaGuardia. No offense, but you look around at other states here in the cigar city of Tampa, Tampa International Airport, the finest airport by far in the country and amongst the finest in the world. They've been doing a modernization campaign on a regular basis. It's not the LaGuardia of like 1960 that's still there. Now they're improving it. It's a mess right now in New York. But you look at all the infrastructure in New York, the thruway, bridges, buildings, it's crumbling. And yet, the population in New York State is the same now, virtually the same as in Florida. And yet Florida spends, the budget in Florida is a third of what it is in New York. Anybody see where the problem is? But Governor Mario Cuomo, instead of trying to fix New York, instead of trying to tighten the belt and being efficient at state government, he's now got a proposal to raise the tobacco purchasing age from 18 to 21. So now if you live in New York State, he wants to make it that you need to be 21 years old. Now, out of 62 counties, there are currently 21 counties that have already raised the tobacco purchasing age to 21, including the five counties or boroughs of New York City. Now, he also wants to make it illegal that tobacco is sold in pharmacies or anywhere else where there are either food products or there are medications, pharmacy products, pharmaceuticals that are sold. Now, if this passes in New York State, it will become the seventh state in the United States to raise the tobacco purchasing age to 21. So you tell me, is it right? Is it fair? Is it just that you can be 18 years of age to vote? And all these Dems and Libs are they want to make sure that not only 18, they want to lower it to 16 in many cases. But now all of a sudden, you're old enough and mature enough to vote, but not mature enough to decide that you would like to purchase a cigar. The hypocrisy is unbelievable. And by the way, Cuomo now wants to legalize marijuana. Fine, great. Well, what I find amazing is these same people that are jumping up and announcing, oh, we've got to eliminate people being able to purchase cigars and tobacco at 18. People should not be able to purchase firearms until they're 21. Yet I guarantee you they'll say, you want some pot? Absolutely. 18, no problem. And these are the same people that are bitching and moaning and complaining. Oh, secondhand smoke, third-hand smoke, eighth-hand smoke. Oh, we're outside in a giant park. Oh, we can't have that wafting through the air. But if it comes to marijuana, no problem. The hypocrisy is just rampant. And here's another little item that I will get to very quickly. Actually, you know what? We need to save time for the litation ceremony. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. And I've got to talk about President Trump and the invitation to Clemson University, the Clemson Tigers. By the way, do you know the only school, the only opponent to really give Clemson a run for their money all year? That would be my alma mater, the Syracuse Orange Men, who, by the way, defeated number one Duke earlier this week, and I'll have a special cigar that I will enjoy during litation to commemorate that big win. So I will save this other story that I have, and then I want to get to President Trump inviting Clemson and what he served, because once again, there's a big brouhaha, everybody losing their minds, especially the libstream media. It is unbelievable, and I'll give you a case in point of more hypocrisy. I am Cigar Dave, the general, the global five-star and alpha male in chief. We will continue front and center with the National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony next.
The January selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club is the Alec Bradley New Release Sampler, including Black Market Esteli. This medium to full-bodied smoke comes from the capital of Nicaragua to pay homage to everything the city offers to cigar making. Not a member of the Officers Club yet? Get premium cigars shipped directly to you every month by signing up today at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
The Cigar Dave Show is available 24/7, 365 via the Cigar Dave mobile app for Android, iPhone, as well as Amazon Kindle. You don't need to be in front of a radio. You just need to have your mobile device ready to go. And you can listen to me take on the enemies of pleasure. Talk about the alpha male good life as we talk cigars, spirits, diversions, grilling, everything associated with the alpha male good life. So go download the Cigar Dave mobile app today, presented by Diamond Crown. And you can listen to the show live noon to 2 Eastern time anywhere around the world. And as soon as the show is done, we run a continuous loop. The show is also available on demand. Also our Twitter feed, Facebook feed, and the ability for you to record a message and send it directly to us. So go right now. If you've got an Android, an iPhone, or the Amazon Kindle, go and download the Cigar Dave mobile app presented by Diamond Crown. Never miss a minute of a Cigar Dave show with the Cigar Dave mobile app.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
Well, as I mentioned, my Syracuse Orange men had a humongous win over Duke on Monday night. What a great way to start Big Monday, 95-91 in overtime. Everyone thought I thought Syracuse was going to get waxed. No ifs, ands, or buts. Playing down at Cameron Indoor Stadium down in Durham, North Carolina. But the Orange come back and they defeat Duke 95-91. A fantastic game. Huge upset. And by the way, there was a play that we'll put. At the end of the first half, the Syracuse was inbounding the ball from, and there was, I think, maybe like 1 second left. They inbound the ball. There was like an 80-foot shot. I'm sitting on my sofa, and I'm watching it. All of a sudden, I go, holy you-know-what, and jumped up. Could not believe it. In fact, I tweeted it out with the video. A huge win. So I have to celebrate appropriately with the right cigar. And there's only one cigar I could figure out. Syracuse Orange. I needed a cigar that somehow had an orange tie, and I've selected the Espinosa Laranja Reserva. What does Laranja mean in Portuguese? It's the Portuguese word for orange. And Eric Espinosa blended this cigar about 4 years ago. And when I saw him, he said, "Hey, bro, you got to try this." He's at one of the cigar conventions, and I said, "Laranja." He goes, "Yeah, it's orange and Portuguese." I said, "Well, I'm a Syracuse Orange alum. Got to try it." Smoked it, and I came back and said, "Eric, not blowing smoke, pardon the pun. Fabulous cigar, a Nicaraguan, a cigar made in Nicaragua with a Brazilian Laranja wrapper. If you look at the wrapper, it's got an orange hue to it. Nicaraguan binder and filler. It is just a nice medium-flavored cigar, nice color, nice fragrance, beautiful wrapper, some just great taste, very unique cigar. It's going to run you probably, I think if I'm not mistaken, you're looking for, you're probably talking about $10, $11 for a cigar. And I've just pulled out the Caixa, which is a Churchill box press. They are four sizes. The Churchill is box press, 6.5 inches with a 48 ring gauge. That's what I have pulled out in honor of the Syracuse upset over Duke, the Espinosa Laranja Reserva.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine. Boy, this is a heavy one, too, from the R&D labs. That's what I would use today.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
From the Cigar Dave R&D Laboratories, giant litation device. This is the Mala Make America Litate. Again, giant litation device. Big flame, big tank. That's what I will use today.
Cigar pre-litation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut right off the bat. Let me toast the foot of this Espinosa Laranja. Portuguese or orange? My Syracuse Orangemen, what a huge win against Duke. Now they got to keep it up. All right, let me puff and rotate here. Oh, very nice. Very nice flavor. Nice draw. Getting almost a little graham crackery type of taste here. Smooth. Real creaminess. Blowing the foot of the cigar. Needs just a little touch up. Okay. My Espinosa Laranja fully lit.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Well, I need the proper accoutrement, and I have just pulled out a bottle of Hennessy VSOP Privilege Cognac. VSOP, very special old pale, meaning the aging on this at least 4 years. Got about $60 a bottle. Let me open this up. This comes to us from France, so you actually do get a complimentary white flag in here. And as I pour this, oops, for some reason, there we go. Okay. So cheers. Take a sip. Wow. Very, very nice. A blend of over 60 different eau de vie, different cognacs, slowly matured in wood barrels, some honey, some spice. Take another sip. Very pleasant. Goes nicely with my Espinosa Laranja. We come back. President Trump getting hammered because of what he served Clemson.
The General is always on Twitter, delivering breaking news, giving you the latest intel on cigars, and battling the enemies of pleasure. Chat with the General now at Cigar Dave Show.
In 2018, we featured exceptional cigars monthly in the Cigar Dave Officers Club selections. And I am pleased to tell you that for 2019, we start the exact same way with a trio of fabulous cigars from Alec Bradley. It is the World of Alec Bradley featuring two of their new cigars and one cigar flying off the shelves. First up, the Alec Bradley Magic Toast, medium to full flavored. This was conceived in the tobacco fields in Honduras, a beautiful, rich-flavored cigar. Next up, from Alan Rubin's two sons, Alec and Bradley Rubin, they created their own cigar called Alec and Bradley Blind Faith. three different filler tobaccos from Esteli, Nicaragua, rich, full-flavored, very unique cigar and packaging. And lastly, the Alec Bradley Black Market Esteli, another medium to full-bodied cigar. Three great cigars from Alec Bradley. If you're not a member of the Officers Club, $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. Go to CigarDave.com now and join the office.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Join Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation on Friday, February 1st for the annual Go Redding Luncheon at the Holiday Inn. Protect your heart health, the ones you love, and be inspired to live a heart-healthy lifestyle. Keynote speakers include two cardiovascular specialists sharing life-saving information on women's heart health. Shop in the Red Boutique, enjoy champagne, and complimentary Go Red goodie bag tote. Wearing red is highly encouraged. This event sells out every year. Go to ShastaRegional.com for more information. Let's get heart smart together at the Go Redding Luncheon.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Patriotically made in the USA, America's alpha male-in-chief, Cigar Dave.
Well, the Clemson Tigers, who whacked Alabama, it wasn't even close. They totally whacked and spanked the Crimson Tide. There are two things that bring me joy in the world. Watching Bill Belichick lose on the sidelines, being more miserable than he already is, and watching Nick Saban lose and look more miserable than he already is. The guy makes $10, $11 million a year, Nick Saban, wins all these championships, wins game after game after game, and looks more miserable than ever. The more he wins, the more money he makes, the more miserable the guy looks and sounds. Well, boy, did he ever get his ass spanked, whacked, in the championship game that took place, about 2 weeks ago. Just an incredible game. Give it to Clemson. But the only team that played him tough all year, the Syracuse Orange men, who seem to have Clemson's number. So as a reward, The president always invites the championship teams, whether it's basketball or football, NFL, college, to the White House. It's a tradition. And I should add that they normally are invited to the White House for a ceremony where the president is normally given a jersey with his name on it, and he makes a big deal, and they take pictures, and he salutes them. But very rarely is there ever a meal served or a reception. Usually they visit, and that's the end of it. Well, President Trump was going to have Clemson over earlier this week. And as you know, the government is non-essential, personnel are shut down. So the five White House chefs are deemed non-essential. So consequently, President Trump, who, by the way, does not have to feed the Clemson football team, and Obama never did to my recollection, or George H.W. Bush or Bill Clinton or any other president that I can recall when they come to the White House. Again, otherwise, we would have heard it. So he decides, what would college players like? What food would they like? Do we want to make something foo-foo? Well, he decided, you know what, and he paid out of his own pocket, $3,000, whatever the case is. He decided that Monday night, this past Monday night, when Syracuse whacked Duke, that while hosting Clemson's national championship football team, he would have the White House staff go out and purchase all sorts of fast food. Now, you ask a college kid. Now, today it's very different, especially when it comes to athletics. They have nutritionists and dietitians, and they program their diets. It's very different than it used to be where the football team or basketball team or other teams would eat at a regular cafeteria. It's very, very different now. But you ask any college athlete, I don't care if they're male or female, do you like fast food? Do you like pizza? You like Big Macs? You like Whoppers? You like Kentucky Fried Chicken? The answer is, hell yeah. Hell to the yes. So President Trump said, you know what? We're going to make this fun. He likes fast food. He sent out for Quarter Pounders, Big Macs, Filet-O-Fish. He got Whoppers. He got Wendy's. I don't know if they were singles or doubles. He got French fries. He got all sorts of fast food. And they're all in the boxes. Of course, they're served on silver platters. And there's a great picture of President Trump standing behind the table with all the food. There's these lit candelabras. And then you have these silver platters of Big Macs and the cardboard and the Wendy's singles or doubles. And there's even a few box salads for those people that maybe are vegetarians. And you can see President Lincoln, a great portrait of Lincoln as he ponders with his hand to his chin. And actually, if President Lincoln did talk, he would say, damn, why didn't we have this kind of good food when I was president? Well, President Trump, of course, welcomes everybody all and makes a big deal out of it and has a laugh with the team saying, hey, we could have gone out and catered it and got something foo-foo, but what would you guys rather have? And what is interesting is he served it. And, of course, all the Clemson students, all the football players, when he said, would you rather have the fast food, the Big Macs, everybody started cheering. Oh, yeah, they were thrilled. They were loving it. Wait a minute. That's McDonald's slogan. They were loving it. Well, so were the Clemson Tigers football team. And everybody was laughing and jovial, having a great time. And I guarantee you the fact that not only do they get to meet the president, but that they're also enjoying a meal, and they're enjoying food that tastes good. Who does not love a Whopper, a Big Mac? Who does not love Wendy's? Who does not like French fries? Well, of course, no matter what President Trump served, there's no doubt in my mind he was going to get criticized. And, of course, the libstream media and all these elitists criticized him for basically saying how beneath the White House to serve this. And we even heard a female anchor on ESPN saying, oh, this is racist because serving fast food because the majority of players are black. Actually, it's 50-50. And there's nothing racist about fast food. In fact, I would say go into any Wendy's, McDonald's, Burger King, or Domino's, and you look at the people that go in there, that's the least racist place you can go. You have black, white, Asian, every religion, every denomination, male, female, every gender. There's nothing racist about fast food. But, of course, there are going to be the critics. Helen Rosner in The New Yorker. the headline, The Pure American Banality of Donald Trump's White House Fast Food Banquet, basically saying how unoriginal, and that who doesn't like fast food now and then, that in many, many foo-foo dinner parties, that Popeyes or Chick-fil-A or In-N-Out Burger are served, but it's more of a novelty, not the main course. And she goes on to say that Trump's bulk order, on the other hand, was a dinner fighting against the odds. One imagines those poor sandwiches steaming limply inside their cardboard boxes on the drive to the White House and during the fuss over arranging them on their silver platters and properly lighting the gilded candelabra. There's a particular awfulness to McDonald's or Burger King once it's gone cold. By the time America's greatest collegiate football players arrived in their navy blazers and Sunday shoes to pick up porcelain plates and work their way through this cardboard buffet, the French fries would have grown cold and mealy, the burger bun soggy, the precise half slice of American cheese on each Filet-O-Fish sandwich hardened to a tough, flavorless rectangle of yellow. And then in the Tampa Bay Times, I see an article that Trump gave Big Macs to Clemson, but do college athletes actually eat that stuff? And the answer is, you bet they do. They love it. Here's another Washington Post headline. Trump has turned the White House into a White Castle. President roasted for serving Clemson fast food. And then we see another story. Michelin three-star restaurant invites Clemson Tigers to dine after Trump fast food meal. The owner of Alinea, the highest-rated fine dining restaurant in Chicago, has invited the Clemson University Tigers, the national football champions, to experience, quote, what an actual celebration dinner should be, and promised there would be a meal worth it. And the owner of the restaurant, Nick Kokonis, said in a tweet Tuesday, I could care less about college football, but I'm personally inviting the Clemson Tigers team and coaches to Chicago to experience what an actual celebration dinner should be. Alinea is the only restaurant in Chicago to earn a full 3 Michelin star rating, and that Michelin designation comes from the Michelin Red Guide, published every year, and awards 3 stars for excellence to very few establishments. The kind of establishments that I would never partake in, would never patronize, because I don't like foo-foo food. I like good food. I like tasty food. I don't like this foo-foo nonsense. Kokonis said he doesn't think there's anything wrong with fast food, but I bet they've never had quite like anything what we do. And he says we know how to appropriately celebrate for the appropriate, do a celebration for the appropriate occasion. The team could expect 4 or 5 suckling pigs roasted properly and Royster fried chicken if they were to dine there. He also said the vintage champagne he would serve the college team would have likely cost more than the $3,000 that the White House was estimated to have spent on the fast food they served. How many Clemson Tigers collegiate football players do you think would have enjoyed the vintage champagne? Most of them would have said, you have a beer? Most college students don't want the hoity-toity food. And this goes to show that President Trump, no matter what he did or served, would never win. And I'll give you a perfect example. Had President Obama served the fast food, the libstream media would have all in unison said, what a man of the people. President Obama, he relates to young students. He relates to young people. He can relate to these athletes. He is so hip and cool serving this fast food, the McDonald's and the Big Macs and the Wendy's and the Whoppers and the fries. What a stroke of brilliance. No other president would have ever thought of that. But President Obama is so fortuitous and has such the pulse on young people today that knew exactly what they would want to dine on. Bravo, President Obama. What a brilliant move. And President Obama himself loves hamburgers, and therefore he served it to them. What a stroke of absolute brilliance. President Trump serves it? Oh, how banal. How beneath the White House. What a slap in the face. How racist. Yet all the college football players that were there from Clemson loved it. They all raved about it. Some of them said, oh, I don't think our nutritionists would be too happy, but hey, this is great. They had a great time. Black and white players alike. They all felt welcome and had a great time. Now, if President Trump would have served a hoity-toity meal. Something, for example, that would be served at per se, where I call it per so-so. It is a very highly overrated, that's why I call it per so-so, one of those Michelin 3-type star restaurants. It is a fixed-course meal, 350. I have today's menu, by the way, in front of me, or yesterday, last night's meal, actually, $355 with gratuity included, but there are some supplements if you want, for example, a different one of the different courses. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 courses. I have dined there. It was my father's birthday, got to be at least 10 years ago. My sister wanted to go. My father, they decided that's where they wanted to go. The most overrated, untasty, overpriced meal I have ever had. It was so underwhelming that it was done, I had to go to a Jewish delicatessen to get a corned beef sandwich to fill my hunger pangs. So let me give you an example of what some of these hoity-toity libs would have loved for President Trump to serve. But had he done it, they would have gone after him. And this is the type of menu, of course, that they're talking about. Or they think a $355 meal in New York.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Are you age 60 or above and looking for an opportunity to add more physical activity to your life? Dignity Health Connected Living presents Active Choices, a free 6-month program just for you. Active Choices is simple and straightforward. You will experience the positive, health-enhancing effects of physical activity with the help of an Active Choices health educator, all in the comfort of your own home. For more information, call 530-226-3054.
Smokers, is it your New Year's resolution to quit smoking this year? Have you considered vaping as an alternative? If you have questions about vaping, go see the folks at NorCal Vape, Reading's vaping experts. For over 5 years, NorCal Vape has been your premier vape shop and lounge, located at 1700 California Street in the heart of downtown Reading. NorCal Vape provides you with the best customer service and product knowledge. They specialize in going above and beyond for you. They treat their customers like family. They will walk you through every step of the process. NorCal Vape, located in downtown Reading.
Porcelain, you'd like hand-cut tagliatelle? You can get shaved white truffle from Alba, Parmigiano Reggiano cheese, and Buonocet for an extra $175 large. Then, for your main course, Ellison Field Farm Lamb, Collier de Gneu, Niçois Olive Crepe, Young Fennel Bulb, and Armando Mani Extra Virgin Olive Oil. Wait a minute, Armando Mani, isn't that a suit? Oh, no, that's that's a different Armani. Armando Mani Extra Virgin Olive Oil. Or, for an extra 100 C-note, 100-day dry-aged beef ribeye, yam palison, Brussels sprouts, MNSA, Tokyo turnips, and steak sauce. And by the way, that beef ribeye, you're thinking, hey, man, for 100 extra bucks, I'm going to get a nice 12, 14-ounce piece. You're probably getting 3 ounces if you are lucky. And then the second-to-last course, Gougère, with aged Gruyere and black winter truffles, and then an assortment of desserts, fruit, ice cream, chocolate, candies. Now, if President Trump would have served that, the Royal Kaluga Caviar, the Chou Farci, the Hudson Valley Moulard Duck Fagois, the Montauk Seabrim Coute à la Vapeur, the Herb-Roasted Pacific Abalone, the Bread and Butter, the Milk-Fed Yorkshire Porcelet, the Hand-Cut Tagliatelle, the Ellison Fields Farm Lab, or the Gougère, you know what the media, the Libstream, the CNNs, and the MSNBCs would have said? President Trump, thinks he's on the Upper East Side. He's so out of touch. Doesn't he realize that most of these players are on scholarship? And this is meals that they would never dream of having. This is outrageous. This is just so elitist. How dare President Trump serve this? But if President Obama would have served this, President Obama is a man that wanted to share the high-end tastes with the players, most of whom were on scholarship. He wanted to share a very unique 5-star Michelin tasting experience. He wanted these players to experience the best that life has to offer using the finest resources of the White House chefs. And what a statement that President Obama wants to show that he encourages these young athletes, these young men, to strive to achieve, that he wants to show them what down the road, if they work hard, if they play hard and they graduate, what they could look forward to. President Obama is such a prescient president. The man knows. What a brilliant stroke of genius. They would have gone on and on and on. No matter what President Trump served, no matter what he did, it was not going to be good enough. And we're seeing a perfect example. But before I go on to what he did with Nancy Pelosi, before I talk about that, Sergeant Steve, I know that we have a cut that I want to play. Aaron Burnett from CNN. At one time when Aaron Burnett was on CNBC, I actually liked, you know what, take a short time out and then we'll come back. We'll hit it. Final concluding segment of this edition of the Cigar Dave Show comes your way next.
This month's Cigar Dave Officers Club selection is the Alec Bradley New Release Sampler, including the Alec Bradley Blind Faith. This cigar features a silky smooth wrapper from Alec Bradley's proprietary farm in Nicaragua for a blend that is both rich and full-flavored. Get cigars like these shipped directly to you every month by joining the Cigar Dave Officers Club today. Get details at CigarDave.com.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. If you're a beginner, or if you just enjoy a great mild cigar like I do in the morning, I suggest you try the Vintage 99. This 7-year-old Connecticut wrapper delivers a creamy, mild, smooth flavor. It's very, very balanced on your palate, and it absolutely is delightful. Tons of flavor, a perfect draw, and an incredible ash. This cigar is smooth. It will entice you to enjoying more and more of the Vintage 99s. It's just a nice, great, balanced, smooth cigar. Look for it, the oldest Connecticut shape in the market today. I'm Rocky Patel, and I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancer and heart disease.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. just one more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
All right, CNN. Aaron Burnett, after playing the president remarks, and I liked Aaron Burnett when she was on CNBC, but she has changed dramatically and is absolutely a total anti-Trump, total lib, like everybody else on the cartoon Clinton News Network. But after President Trump made some comments in jest before serving the players the fast food, and boy, did she ever go off. Typical feminist rant and rave.
So I had a choice. Do we have no food for you because we have a shutdown? Or do we give you some little quick salads that the first lady will make along with the second lady? They'll make some salads. And I said, you guys aren't into salads. Or do I go out, Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott, do I go out and send out for about 1,000 hamburgers, Big Macs?
That's appalling. It seems to me like the president will not be happy until there is not one single female Republican voter in the country. It's incredibly sexist. It also, I mean, I don't know why I'm stuck on this, but Ivanka is not the second lady. She is actually, I don't think she deserves this position, she's actually a senior advisor to the president. So the idea that he would demean her specifically in that way, he shouldn't talk about the first lady that way. We aren't all here to make salads for men. It's disgusting.
I mean, I'm presuming he was talking about Karen Pence when he said second lady.
Oh,
I
God, don't, I'm sorry. No, but she shouldn't be doing it.
But how in the world do you not perceive that as sexist? To make the assumption that his wife's going to go make salads for the bunch of football players? What is she, like the cook?
Oh, the humanity, a woman making a salad. What, how anti-feminist? How, do you think any female voter looked at that and said, boy, President Trump wants to get all the women back in the kitchen? It was a joke. And Erin Andrews and that other gal that was on there, they are both typical angry women. No matter what he does. Could have served a five-star meal, could have served fast food, nothing would have been good enough. Screw them. I'll get to what President Trump did to Nancy Pelosi next week. Boom! Got her right back. Cigar Dave, the general, saying Mayor Humidor always be full. Mayor Cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ashby extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Hashtag MMGA. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Screw the feminists. And hashtag screw Gillette.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
I'm excited to announce my new radio show that will begin in January right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. My name is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm a marriage family therapist with 30-plus years' experience in this field. My show, Therapy in a Nutshell, will feature topics that will help you navigate your life challenges. I will be talking about subjects such as grief and loss, family drama, dealing with adult children with addictions, relationship issues such as affair recovery, betrayal, learning to trust again, and communication basics. My first show will air on Saturday, January 5th at 11 a.m., and we will be talking about simplifying your life. We want to streamline your life, cut out excess anything, excess in our heads, our homes, and in our relationships. Listen in and call with questions or comments. Let's heal the world 1 hour at a time. Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, beginning January 5th at 11 a.m.
The Atlantic area, New England, forecast calling for heavy snowfall, sleet, freezing rain, strong winds, expecting widespread disruption as well. Hundreds of flights have been canceled. National Weather Service has issued a series of winter storm warnings, advisories, and watches for areas expected to be impacted. The White House Friday announced plans for President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un to sit down for a second time. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
We've continued to make progress. We're continuing to have conversations. The United States is going to continue to keep pressure and sanctions on North Korea until we see fully and verified denuclearization.
Meanwhile, the White House says the summit will be held at the end of next month at a place to be announced at a later date. Congo's election crisis continued to be deepening early Sunday when the Constitutional Court confirmed the win of Felix Tshisekedi, rejecting claims of fraud, and runner-up Martin Fayulu's promptly declared himself the country's only legitimate president. His supporters have alleged an extraordinary backroom deal by outgoing President Kabila. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Patriot Mobile wants you to know that you can get a great deal while spending zero of your hard-earned dollars on liberal causes. As President Trump has said, we are in a crisis, and that means every dollar counts. Don't waste your efforts on something as simple as your cell phone. You're going to use it every day and pay for it anyway, so why not switch to a company like Patriot Mobile that is actively fighting for border wall security, pro-life, and Second Amendment rights? Patriot Mobile makes the transition easy. You can call 1-800-A-PATRIOT and talk to a real live person who shares your traditional American values and will help you save money and switch from Big Mobile to America's only conservative cell phone company. You get the same reliable nationwide service. And with unlimited plans starting as low as $20 per month, why wait? Visit them online at patriotmobile.com/Hugh or call them at 1-800-A-PATRIOT, 1-800-272-8746. Patriot Mobile. Let's secure the border and secure the future of America. PatriotMobile.com/Hugh or call them at 1-800-A-PATRIOT.
Immigration is just as much an issue for the European Union as it is for the United States, apparently. George Manzani has the report.
EU Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini of Italy has this to say.
What happens around the Mediterranean and in the Mediterranean matters to the whole of Europe and not just to the countries that are around the coasts.
These comments spoken at the conclusion of a meeting of European ministers in Malta on Friday. These fluid immigration issues are at the root of Brexit, explains financial analyst Hillary Kramer.
These immigrants came in from the European Union, and they also came in droves from the Middle East.
Hillary Kramer edits the financial newsletter Game Changers in cooperation with Salem Media, explaining that Brexit was originally an effort by Britain to gain control of its borders from the EU. George Manzani reporting.
Breaking news and analysis, get them both at townhall.com. Federal officials plan to ease restrictions on flying drones over crowds and at night.
Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao says her agency will propose letting some drone operators do those things without a special waiver from current rules. For example, waivers for night flights wouldn't be needed for operators who go through special training and put anti-collision lighting on their drones. Chao says she knows that some people fear that drones create safety and privacy issues, but she says the Transportation Department's actions will help develop the safe testing and use of drones.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. An Amtrak train hit a truck hauling a trailer on Saturday, or on Friday, that is, leaving the truck's driver with minor injuries. The 80 people on board the train, including the crew, though, were not injured. Police say the crossing did not have emergency equipment, but it did have stop signs on each side. Charges are pending, according to police, and the crash remains under investigation. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Papopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Live from the Fox News Radio Studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. Brian Kilmeade. Thanks so much for listening. It's going to be a big hour. Welcome to all our brand new affiliates just getting started here in January of 2019. Pete Hegseth getting set to host the weekend show. Fresh off a series. Actually, you were just down at the border, Pete. And yeah. Congressman Sean Duffy. I've not talked to him since he went into the minority. But what is the mood on Capitol Hill? Now they're in the midst of another historic shutdown. It's now in 27 days. I want to get to your calls, 1-866-408-7669. And remind you, listen, if you can't get to hear the show live on any day, sign up for the podcast. First hour is free, BrianKilmeadShow.com. So we begin.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
I never said there was no collusion between the campaign or between people in the campaign.
Yes,
I have no idea. I have not. I said the President of the United States. There is not a single bit of evidence the President of the United States committed the only crime you could commit here, conspired with the Russians to hack the DNC.
Okay, talk about moving the goalpost. I believe they're moving the goalpost, but I believe I get what he's into. The endless meandering of the Mueller probe continues. As you just heard, Rudy Giuliani just made some news when it came to collusion. I'll try to explain.
Number two.
My concern by the statements made by President Trump is that you had set in motion enthusiasm by the enemy we're fighting.
That is Lindsey Graham, concerned, really concerned. And where is he now? Back in the region, meeting with Turkish leader. Where was he 3 weeks ago? In the region with our forces. Syrian withdrawal was a serious mistake, and now it's cost us four American lives. How the president's decision to leave has brought ISIS back with a vengeance. They are claiming responsibility with the death of 16. Four of ours. Mr. President, please slow down and stop with the Rand Paul foreign policy.
Number one.
That's a security decision which is completely out of my hands. This is a housekeeping matter in the Congress of the United States so that we can honor the responsibility of the invitation we extended to the president. You can make it from the Oval Office as well.
Yeah, not a thing she said was true. Shutdown day 27, and Speaker Pelosi pulled quite the move yesterday. Will her decision to essentially uninvite the president for his State of the Union address backfire? Plus, on the shutdown, there are some signs of breaks on the Democratic side, but is it a big enough break to get Nancy Pelosi to the table? And with us right now, Pete Hegseth. Pete, I'm sure when you leave on the weekends on Sundays, you're saying to yourself, when I come back, this shutdown will be over. We'll be talking about who won. Guess what? It's still there.
It's still there, and I don't see an end in sight. I don't know. I don't know if you do. I don't know where it goes. Both sides are so dug in. I'm also, Brian, this may sound reckless. I don't mean it to be so, but it's what I truly believe. I'm with the Daily Caller anonymous op-ed writer from a couple of days ago that says maybe the shutdown leads to some bigger, decisive moment about the size and scope of government. Our government's way too big. It's out of control. It can't afford what it spends. And if this shutdown forces a come-to-Jesus moment, That's a good thing. I empathize at some level with government workers who aren't being paid, but they're going to get back pay. And guess what? The large majority of Americans could care less if they're not getting paid right now, because they will get paid. And if you work in the private sector, you could lose your job tomorrow, and there's no back pay for you. So the empathy is not very deep for the few being hit by this partial shutdown. And I think the stakes have become more and more real for people that we have a border crisis, and now's the moment to address it.
See, we're not – this is the dumbest shutdown ever. Ever. Number one, Republicans should have asked for more money to begin with.
100% right.
So why did Trump have to go back and say, wait a second, you guys asked for 1.3?
First and foremost, what did you do in the first 2 years? I mean, that's where you really need to lay the blame to begin with. You had 2 years. Now, the president passed a historic tax cut, has done a lot of things. It's not to say he hasn't done important things. But there are a lot of moments between now, between Election Day and now, when the wall could have been paid for or invested in significantly. So now at this point, it's now or never, Brian. If you don't give in now, you're never going to get it to a hard left that will never give him a dime for the wall.
Bob, the problem is you're not dealing with Steny Hoyer, who admitted yesterday right here that, you know, the walls can be effective.
I think there can be a compromise position. I don't know whether the Border Patrol or some commission or the governors of the four border states working together. There are two Democrats, two Republicans. There are all sorts of alternatives that we could pursue, I think, to come up with a consensus solution to achieve the objective I think we all want to achieve, and that is a secure and safe border for our country and for our citizens. My own view is this is not an issue of morality. A wall is immoral if it tries to imprison people who shouldn't be in prison.
Okay.
A wall that protects people is not immoral. I think the issue is whether it works.
See, he's talking logically. If you put Steny Hoyer in that room, the president would be talking about the number between 1.6 and 5.
But you're believing that there's still any logic in the debate we're having right now. Logic has long since left the building. Nancy Pelosi talked about
morality.
But
he admitted what the president's saying.
Of course, because the left's position is lunacy right now. The wall is ineffective, which is, we all know, not true. Immoral, which suddenly they've found their morals. And too expensive, suddenly there's something the left won't pay for. They're lying through their teeth. This is a political approach to something that is also now political on the right. President made the promise, wants to follow through on it. I think he touched on maybe the closest thing to a solution, which is a punt, and I don't like it, is maybe you form a commission, Democrats and Republicans. You allocate $10 billion to border security, and then the experts decide where it goes or how to allocate it. The experts are going to allocate it to a wall in most places because walls work. That's probably the closest thing to a solution, even though I don't like it, because no one's actually making a hard choice.
Right, if they have a deadline to when construction begins.
Sure.
Because the president needs to see the construction. We need to see the construction. The Border Patrol
100%.
Needs the barrier. Now, Pete, you go down there. There are people who I respect to say we don't need a wall. There are some ranchers that will fight in court on eminent domain. You were down there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you talked to people that were against it and for it.
Yep.
So tell our listeners what you saw. You were there last week.
Yep. Yeah, no. It was overwhelmingly people were invested in the idea that a wall is necessary. They say, we live here. We see the effects. We see the people. We see the drugs. Most of the people who are not enthusiastic about a wall, the reason is they feel like it doesn't really affect them the symptoms are not so significant that it's necessary to build this massive wall, so it's not really a priority for them. So for those who want it, they really want it, and those who don't want it, it's kind of an aside, like, we don't really need a wall. We're fine right now with the status quo. So the passion is all on the wall side. But the experts, the guys working the border, you know, they love Griff Jenkins down there, by the way. He's got a fan club in the Border Patrol. They're like, do you know Griff? I'm like, yes, I do know Griff. He's amazing.
Who you host on the weekends with a
lot. Yes, all the time. I love him. And now he's, I think, in Guatemala or somewhere following the latest caravan.
Not on vacation.
Not ever on vacation. Griff Jenkins, they overwhelmingly want a wall, and they watch it work, and they say, if we had walls everywhere we wanted them, we could reallocate. You've made this point, Brian. They could reallocate resources to the checkpoints and the choke points so they're actually finding the drugs coming through the ports of entry. They see the reality of an open border.
All right, so yesterday, we'll talk about this, and I do want to start a show and not talk about the shutdown. It's hard to not put it first. Second is the Mueller probe. So Michael Cohen is out and verified the Wall Street Journal today that he paid a guy in a brown paper bag tens of thousands of dollars to rig some primary polls. And one of the guys was Jerry Falwell,
the junior, and they paid to have Trump leading in the polls, but he was leading in most of the polls anyway. It was a 2015 poll. Michael Cohen's paid between $12,000 and $13,000 for activities related to fixing the polls. Also, he asked this company, Redfinch, to set up an account called Women for Cohen that praised Cohen's looks and character and promotes his appearance and statements boosting his the Trump candidacy. I am not kidding.
No, about Cohen or
yeah,
about Trump?
Both. Everything I just said, it was about Cohen.
About
Women for Cohen.
You can't make this up.
Yeah, and this guy's name is John Gouger. See, Gouger told the paper, Wall Street Journal, he wasn't fully paid for the work, though the journal said Cohen was reimbursed $50,000, the amount of the two originally agreed to for Gouger's services from the Trump Organization. Gouger, according to the paper, also received a boxing glove worn by a Brazilian mixed martial arts fighter. I sent it to one of the Gracies. Right?
Probably.
No, maybe not, because they didn't wear gloves. So this is the bizarre world of Michael Cohen featuring Donald Trump. So, first off, on this, Liberty doesn't look good. They're going to be forced to answer this question, Jerry Falwell Jr.
Sure.
Number two, it gives you an idea when he goes in front of the cameras in a week or a couple of weeks in February. This is going to be salacious.
It'll be must-see. Yeah. Listen, Trump clearly surrounded himself with some people that were making shady calls. Like, no one's disputed that, from Cohen to Manafort. So, I mean, the details are what's interesting of it, the vanity of it, frankly, the JV nature of it. Like, you know, Trump hadn't run for president before. He had people approaching him. Think about it this way. If you're approaching Donald Trump to run for president in 2015, you're probably not in the mainstream of conservative Republican politics. If you are, you're working with Jeb or Rubio or Cruz or somebody
else.
You're
not performing a website Women for Michael Cohen.
You're not. No.
Yeah.
So these are the guys he's got with him at the moment, and I'm not surprised to hear there was some shady stuff.
So Rudy Giuliani, I believe there's a method to the madness. He's on with Chris Cuomo, which is an interesting place to go. So
yeah,
here,
I don't get that.
Yeah, here he is answering the question that we've heard him answer before. Cut 30.
I never said there was no collusion between the campaign or between people in the campaign.
Yes,
I have no idea if I have not. I said the President of the United States. There is not a single bit of evidence. The President of the United States committed the only crime you could commit here, conspired with the Russians to hack the DNC.
So Michael Mukasey was just on, too, and he says collusion is not a crime, right? You want to hear it?
Are the goalposts moving or not?
They're moving a little bit. I think that there was a flat-out statement that there was no collusion. On the other hand, you know, Robert Mueller is not authorized to investigate, quote, collusion, unquote. He's authorized to investigate whether there was a crime committed in the relationship between the campaign and the Russians. There is no such crime as collusion. There is such a thing as conspiracy if you agree to violate the law. If you, for example, help the Russians hack or otherwise commit crimes. But quote-unquote collusion may be objectionable, may be reprehensible, but it's not a crime.
Hmm. I don't know. I'm totally cards on the table. I have no idea where this goes or how it ends. One day I think they got nothing. You're hearing them downplay what the report will reveal. The next day, the president's personal lawyer is moving the goalposts and saying, well, it wasn't the president himself. Well, what does that mean? What do they have? What does Rudy Giuliani know? How shady were some of the dealings that Manafort had when he was the campaign chairman? But I think none of it points to Donald Trump being a Russian agent. And, right. I think all the stories you saw in the New York Times were all meant to lay the table, I think, to exonerate all the clowns in the FBI that were working under
the
table.
And I think it worked. I think it worked to the president's on the president's behalf. Chris Christie said it. I read this article, and the president should embrace it. It shows that the FBI was out to get him.
Yes.
And
yes.
For no reason. And I want you to play. Do you have it? Phil Mudd, who's the president's biggest critic on CNN. So I'm watching him, expecting him to blast the president, and Mike Rogers not to. Both FBI guys. One was chairman of oversight. So Phil Mudd said this after reading the article.
When I saw this story, my first response was, they better have more stuff than what we see. There's a lot of stuff out there that says the president's behavior is erratic. There's a lot of situations where he's lied. But taking the leap from that to say we should open an investigation on a sitting president of the United States, I didn't see information there that led me to that judgment.
For him to say that is significant.
Very significant. And I think of it this way. So Rod Rosenstein, who's the deputy attorney general, writes a memo that the president in some way or another uses as validation to fire Comey. Then the FBI turns around and uses that firing, supposedly, and erratic behavior, to investigate the sitting president of the United States. That is
with the former FBI director, who's a good friend of James Comey, after he leaked a memo to the New York Times that spurred the investigation.
All of the above.
Yeah.
It would be a meltdown CNN, MSNBC scandal for a decade if it were the other way around.
Right.
Instead, they won't even touch it.
Pete, we're going to talk about Syria, a place
yes.
You've been in the region fighting in the armed forces. What the president decided to do a few weeks ago, you and I disagree on. And then yesterday, I believe it's related, four of our guys paid the price. We'll discuss it when we come back. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-973-WAVE or go to bestwaternow.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-973-WAVE, 1-888-973-WAVE, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
from Fox News Talk. Here's another sound memory.
Radio commercials have been in our popular culture since 1922, but the decades of the 50s and 60s provided iconic performers hawking all kinds of products, like Ray Charles for Coca-Cola. Shannon for Pepsi.
You're in the Pepsi generation. You're in the Pepsi generation.
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk. So busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Anytime that you politicize or publicize troop movement, you engage the enemy. You know, one of the things that when we looked at Al-Qaeda in Iraq, you know, when we said mission accomplished, we saw an increase in attacks. So when we say we're pulling out, all that does is put targets on the people that we have there in country, and it gives them a chance to jubilate that they have a victory and that we're pulling out and we're leaving it behind. So even though this president has done a phenomenal job of eradicating more than 90% of ISIS, that remaining 8 to 10% is still very, very dangerous.
And they quickly took credit for it, and the president is continuing to pull out troops. Pete Hegseth is here, fought in the region, and feels differently. I think it's one of the president's worst moves after doing one of the great moves that was doubling down, giving the military the initiative to do what it takes to be successful. So he's pulling his troops out, and 16 are dead. I believe it's related. You don't?
It might be. Only time will tell, Brian. I respect the heck out of your approach on this. I respect the thoughtful nature by which a lot of people approach these issues. You're right. You tell someone when you're going to leave? That's a bad thing. It's a textbook thing.
So we agree
thing.
On that?
Absolutely.
So
I've dreamed about it for a year, for years about Afghanistan and Iraq. If you're going to, I don't know why politicians cannot resist saying we have defeated or mission accomplished. Why can't you just say we've utterly crushed ISIS, but as always, there are remnants. And these remnants are going to be there because they find cracks and ways to exist. We're going to have to keep our boot on their neck if we're going to be responsible, but it's going to be a lot less and lesser numbers, but we're never going to take the target off their back. That's what we should say instead of, we win, we're out.
Right.
Because the expectation then becomes, we won, we're leaving, the threat is gone, and that's exactly when the threat gathers. I just take issue with this idea that we should continue investing in these countries in the Middle East that at this point have shown almost no return on investment for us, other than preventing another 9/11, which is very, very important, by the way. But look at Iraq. Look at Afghanistan. Look at Syria. They're all disasters.
But here's the thing. No one's trying to build up Iraq. No one's trying to build up Syria. No one's trying to build up Afghanistan. We're trying to give Afghanistan a chance to stand on its own feet. With Iraq, when we left, we gave a lot of the policy initiative to Iran.
So I know.
So we're about to do it again in the region. They say the Kurds, while teaming with us, have done spectacularly well. It's one of the president's great successes, only known inside military circles and talked about a few times on the trail. And he's allowing it to come back to the point where General Jack Keane, my opinion, one of his most staunchest defenders, General Mattis left. Dunford is hitting the door. Couldn't be more against it. John Bolton, got the president's back, knows the region quite well. You have Russia, Iran, Turkey, and ISIS who are happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
Fundamentally, it seems as though we're making the same mistake again, and those who are critical of Obama have to be critical of Trump.
Or at some point we step away from it and say the entire exercise has been a net negative for America
but
since 9/11.
ISIS trying to kill us, not Syria. I'm not talking about Syria. I'm talking about ISIS within Syria.
ISIS within Syria should always be met with fire and fury from our military in any way that we need.
We're giving them the land back.
We don't know that yet. We don't know exactly. I think you could be right. We shouldn't give them the land back, and we shouldn't give them any quarter. But look at what we've done in Iraq, how much money we spent, how long we were there, and now Iran effectively controls it.
Right.
Afghanistan is biblical times with AK-47s and cell phones. They're never going to be. We've been training the Afghan army for 17 years, and they can't fly airplanes or drive Humvees or maintain their weapons. They all end up in markets in Pakistan.
So
that's my taxpayer dollars, and the region hasn't gotten better.
Well, here it is. If you talk to people, we just had a colonel on who's still serving, just got back. He said the progress there's been marked progress. He says they were looking at these talks. Carlos Azan with these talks. But to pull out troops while the talks are going on,
I know.
Let's have to negotiate.
Wrong leverage.
Hey, Pete, we'll see you over the weekend.
Yep.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1989, the Soviet Union leaves Afghanistan.
General Boris Grumov crossed the bridge over the Amu Darya River. This was the final act in the withdrawal of all Soviet armed forces and services from the Republic of Afghanistan.
The government has to show clearly it has abandoned the old Stalinist class struggle approach.
Banishment for life for Pete Rose from baseball is the sad end of a sorry episode.
I gambled on other sports other than baseball. I never gambled on baseball, but I think I'm being punished pretty severely.
So the Oakland A's take a 2-1 lead.
Jim Baker, once one of this nation's most powerful televangelists, now faces a lifetime in prison.
300 East Berliners are climbing over the metal fence here towards the Berlin Wall.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
Several hot survey nuggets this week. First, Mitt Romney, the former GOP presidential candidate and newly installed Utah senator, made headlines with an op-ed critical of President Trump. That should please most of his constituents. Our Fox News voter analysis shows about two-thirds of Utah voters, 63%, want Romney to stand up to the president. Next, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has the gavel again. More voters view her negatively than positively. Still, she's more popular than her peers. 36% have a favorable opinion of Pelosi. It's 28% for both Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Now, one from the archive. In August 2017, less than one voter in five supported both a border wall and a government shutdown to pressure Congress to fund it. And at that time, a 41% minority of Trump voters favored both the wall and the shutdown to get it. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Poll Parade.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
That's a security decision which is completely out of my hands. This is a housekeeping matter in the Congress of the United States so that we can honor the responsibility of the invitation we extended to the president. You can make this on the Oval Office, isn't it?
And that is Nancy Pelosi walking through the hall saying she's worried about the president's security. We all know that is blown up. Homeland was never contacted. The Secret Service was never contacted. The State of the Union on the 29th was going to come off without a hitch. Worst of all, I booked my travel already. So what's going to happen? Congressman Sean Duffy of Wisconsin joins us right now. Congressman, I know you're in the minority for the first time. I know these last 2 weeks are very different, but you don't even have a government to govern in some portions. What's your take on Nancy Pelosi's move?
I think trending on Twitter, Brian, is Petty Pelosi. Trying to say that the Donald Trump can't come and deliver the State of the Union. It's a great American tradition. She hates him, and now will use her power as a speaker to deny a president to come to the House chamber and deliver an address to the American people. I think it speaks volumes about what an effective communicator the president is. And on that stage, in the House chamber, he will sell the fact that he's right on border security and Nancy Pelosi and Democrat haters are wrong on the border and on security.
On this whole standoff, it really comes down to, there's nothing to do with Schumer, really. It really comes down to Nancy Pelosi. And you have people here who don't even agree with her that borders, that barriers are immoral. Listen to Katie Hill, a freshman congresswoman, Democrat from California 6.
I think that the notion of compromise is one that people like the idea of it, but when it comes to sort of giving on their side, it's a lot tougher, right? You know, you say, yeah, everyone should compromise, but you think that the other side should. So, you know, many of us as freshmen were talking about it today, and we're like, look, we are going to have to come to some kind of a compromise. And, you know, we were having a discussion around it, and some people say, like, a barrier is a non-starter. Others of us are saying we are going to have some kind of a barrier. And so I think, you know, that is where the negotiation is going to take place, and we're going to have that talk within the caucus and outside of it.
So, I mean, some people are talking about it, but as a freshman, how much power does she have?
So, first off, how stupid to say that, you know, no one wants to give up when we compromise. Compromise, by its very definition, is everyone gives a little bit. When you compromise, you're a partial winner and you're a partial loser. And the only one that's been willing to negotiate and compromise and come up with a solution, give Democrats some of the things they want, is Donald Trump. The ones that won't meet and talk and negotiate are Democrats. So, odd statement by Congresswoman Hill. But I would just note this, Brian. As you know, in this last election, Democrats won a lot of Republican seats. Good friends of mine who lost their seats, some in California, you know, some in Minnesota, New York. And these are not Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you know, socialist districts. They probably lean a little bit right. They're a little conservative districts. And so the members that have now taken over those seats are feeling pressure to say, are we really opposed to border security? Are we really that opposed to, you know, border barriers to help the border security guys do their job? And the answer to that is politically untenable. And so when Nancy Pelosi starts to have some of her freshmen, some of her members who come from a moderate district break away from her on her ridiculous position that she'll only give $1 for the wall, then all of a sudden Nancy is going to have to come to the table and cut a deal. And so they don't have a lot of power individually, but collectively, as they start to break away from her and toward the deal, Nancy's going to have to come to the president and find a resolution.
Well, you know, very interesting, because you know about, not personally, but you know about when the leadership doesn't like you. Like, they didn't like Tim Ryan running against Nancy Pelosi when she got the minority status leadership again. He punished her. You know, she doesn't talk to him. And now we understand Kathleen Rice, who's from New York, Democrat, who's a big critic of Nancy Pelosi and her running again, didn't vote for her. She can't get on a substantive committee. So they have a way of getting back at you, don't they?
They do, but because they're trying to inflict, you know, some form of retribution,
yeah,
for your unwillingness to, you know, toe the speaker's party line. However, you can only do that to so many members, Brian. But if you start getting, you know, 5, 8, 10, 20 members of your caucus that say, listen, we this is untenable. We can't, you know, hold this position if we want to even hold the House in the next election because our constituents are angry at us. You can't, you know, you can't inflict retribution on that many members. You can't. And so that's what's going to bring to the table. You can do that to 3, 5, 6 members of Congress. You can take away the subcommittees. You can give them, you know, the small business, you know, committee, which is now, you know, one of the best committees in the House. You can do that to a few of them, but when more of them break, Nancy will be in a pickle because you can't punish them all.
Not there yet, but Steny Hoyer, no love lost with Nancy Pelosi. Cut three.
My own view is this is not an issue of morality. A wall is immoral if it tries to imprison people who shouldn't be imprisoned.
Okay.
A wall that protects people is not immoral. I
you
think
have
the
all
issue
kinds
is whether it works.
So he's saying, I think it works. So he undermined her right there. Does that matter?
Well, again, this shows cracks in their arguments. You know, it shows that as not only Donald Trump has messaged this, as, you know, those of us in the House have talked about it, but I think one of the most powerful things, and you've done this on Fox and Friends, Brian, you bring on, you know, Border Patrol agents, you know, not just leadership, but rank and file members who talk about the tools that they need to do their job. And you might see President Trump as a partisan. You might see Chuck and Nancy as a partisan. But you don't see the Border Patrol as being partisan. You see them as average, you know, men and women, American citizens that are doing their job to secure our people. And when they say Donald Trump is right, we need more technology, we need more boots, but also walls work for us to do our job. I think that message drives the American people more than anything else because they're not seen as partisan. They're just men and women out there doing their job trying to keep us safe.
Yeah.
And that's why I think Democrats are losing their argument and why, I mean, from our vantage point, you know, I don't like all the stuff that Steny says, but compared to Nancy Pelosi, he's far more reasonable to deal with. And that you're right. Those two don't get along. And you might see Steny start to lead this group to go, we got to cut a deal. And by the way, Donald Trump's not going to get everything he wants. That's okay. Maybe it's not $5.7 billion for the wall, Brian. Maybe it's $4 billion. Maybe we deal with some of the DACA kids. We got to let Democrats get something in this deal, but they can't get everything. Well, we open the government up and we have no border security. You heard this, I think, I don't know if that was, yeah, I saw it on your show this morning, but this will be like read my lips, no new taxes. I think that's a perfect analogy. George Bush lost because he didn't keep his promise on taxes. Donald Trump will be bludgeoned if he doesn't keep his promise on border security. He knows that, and Nancy Pelosi knows it as well, and that's why this fight has lasted as long as it has.
Right.
And no one's been willing to budge.
So far, Congressman Duffy, Republican out of Wisconsin, I know you're with the president on this, but nearly half of the voters, 49%, say Trump is mostly to blame for the shutdown, up slightly from 47% last week. Only a third, 33%, blame Democrats in Congress, and 5% blame congressional Republicans. Fully 44% of voters support construction of a border wall, so that's good. Slightly fewer than the 47% who oppose it, so almost split. Now that 538 group says Trump's disapproval now at 54%, its highest since February. So the polls are not, you know, and of course everyone listening right now goes, well, I'm never polled and doesn't matter. But if we're to believe the polls, the president's losing with the general public.
But if he wins this fight on securing our people, cutting out drugs and criminals and convicts and terrorists from our country, in the end he will win. And I think what's important to note, Brian, with those polls, you have to look at the backdrop. If you turn on something other than Fox or conservative talk radio and you listen to NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, The Washington Post, The New York Times, Facebook, Google, they're all, you know, taking the line of the Democrats. And everyone is in opposition to what the president's trying to do to secure the border. I mean, in the liberal media, they're in opposition. And even with that opposition, on a daily basis, the liberal media, which is the media itself attacking the president, the numbers are still this high because Americans get how important this is. If you had a balanced media, the numbers would be off the chart in support of the president.
All right.
And so, again, look at the context of who's messaging what and what side the media has taken in this fight.
So the thing that's percolating for the president, which I think is going to be, if things stay on track, is going to be an enormous success in the last generations, is a recalibrating of our trade relationship with the other major economy, and that's China. Including intellectual property theft. What are the reasons why China got to the table, the president believes, and you believe, are tariffs. And now Congress wants to start eliminating or pushing back on the president's tariff authority. You want to do the opposite. Tell me about it.
I do, because I want to give the president the tools to actually use tariffs more constructively. And so if you look at Europe, you know, if they charge us 10% tariffs on American-made cars, we only charge them 2.5%. There's a 25% tariff on American autos that go into China. We do a lot of dairy in my state in Wisconsin. There's a 68% tariff on Wisconsin butter. And for European-produced butter, we only have a tariff of 2.8%. 68% to 2.8%, Brian. These relationships aren't fair. And so I have a bill that's going to allow the president the authority to say, okay, I'm going to be reciprocal. I'm going to be 50-50. If you put a 10% tariff on our cars, I can – raise our tariffs to 10% as well. Over China, I can raise ours to 25%. If those countries decide to lower their tariffs, we give the president the authority to then lower the tariffs as well. It takes us away from a trade war and brings us to trade peace, and it's looking out for American workers, Brian. I mean, when the president says we've been the piggy bank of the world, they've taken advantage of us, he's absolutely right. We have producers around the world that can freely compete against American companies in America. But when we produce those same products and try to compete against them in their home countries, we're prohibited because they raise the cost of our products through tariffs. It's absolutely unfair. And so, again, what I'm trying to say is I get what the president's trying to do. I don't think he has necessarily the right tools to do it. So let's give him the authority to do it correctly. One other point, we're concerned in Congress that because this is our authority in the Constitution. So he has to come back and get approval for these tariffs from the Congress. So we keep that authority here. We sunset it in 3 years. It can be reauthorized, but we keep some good protections in here on this bill. But give the president the tools to fight and win, and that's what this bill does.
All right. Congressman Sean Duffy, it's going to be tough to move it. Do you have any Democratic support?
So, you know, because of the fight on the wall that we just talked about and the hatred for the president, it's been a little bit hard, but this is an idea that a lot of Democrats agree with, and so they're starting to soften up. I think I'll get quite a few Democrats on board. I'll get a lot of Republicans on board. I met with the president in the Oval Office yesterday. He's absolutely supportive. We'll have to get some work in the Senate. And you know, Brian, I'd like to get it right now, but if not right now in this Congress, when we take control of the House again in a year and a half, 2 years, we'll have teed this up to get it done. So for the second term of the president, we're able to give them the authority to actually fight this war, win it for the American worker and the American future.
All right. Always great to talk to you. Congressman Sean Duffy out of Wisconsin. Thanks so much, Sean.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. Have a good day.
You too. 1-866-408-7669. I covered a lot of these topics on Facebook Live this morning, which I did in right by the Fox and Friends live show today. We had a live audience. It was a little hectic, a little crazy. So we'll read some of those comments and get to your calls. A lot going on. We're following a few stories, one of which I think is going to be inevitable, the coronation of the next Attorney General, Bill Barr. And I'm just very curious to see if he'll get any Democratic support, because evidently many are considering it. In today's climate, that's pretty significant. Back in a moment.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cybercriminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty leaders and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its online MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's programs. Learn more about the W.P. Carey business degrees online. For more information, text RANK to 79645. That's R-A-N-K to 79645.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dickus.
Christian students who attend public schools should be knowledgeable about their legal rights to share their testimony and the good news of Jesus Christ. Pacific Justice Institute has prepared a valuable resource for you. Go to pji.org and download our free ebook titled Reclaim Your School.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
To your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
I'm Anderson Cooper, and unlike Chris Cuomo, my daddy didn't get me this job. My mommy did. President Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani, who has somehow not been Me Too'd yet, has been appearing on cable news to defend the president against accusations of Russian collusion, and in the process, thrown up all over himself. Joining me now, a fish trying to swim on pavement.
Now I'm gonna start moving my mouth, and we'll find out together what I'm gonna say. Trump was not
at the three planning meetings before the Trump Tower meeting. Oh, whoops.
Wait, there it is. We only knew about one planning meeting.
These arguments are like free jazz to me. I let the words take me where they want to go. Go and though and though and though it didn't doesn't do the Hillary colluded. But doesn't they did it the blanket pardon. Deep state.
That is hysterical. That is cartoon president. But I do think Rudy was trying to brush back everybody a little bit there, because it's obvious that there was something going on with Roger Stone, and maybe Michael Cohen's going to say something sensational in a bad way for the president. Dennis, let's on WABC in New Haven, Connecticut. Hey, Devin. Dennis.
Brian, just want to say appreciate the juice you add to everything you do, both on the morning Fox and Friends and this show. I was watching this morning. I think Fox and Friends hit it out of the park this morning. That was the best I've ever seen you guys do.
We had a live audience and today, and thank you.
And that little grin, you just couldn't take it off your face this morning. But I want to thank you for not offering to do a duet with Lee Greenwood, though, because I understand your voice is atrocious.
As is my dancing.
Yeah. But I, you know what I do? Once in a while, I switch over to Mika and Joe just for the laugh I get out of it. There's so much juice that goes on Fox, and you switch over to them, and it's morose. It's sad. Their heads are down. They're bowed. They're sad. They're almost crying, wringing their baby towels. And it's just an amazingly depressing show, too. And I have to click right back for Fox.
But, this is what they do, Dennis. You know Dennis, they're cheering for him to be unsuccessful. The fact that his numbers are basically the same as Barack Obama's at a similar time, the fact that he's still president and not impeached, it just drives him nuts, because every day they've been telling us the world's coming to an end.
You know, years ago, Joe was okay. He was, he was a little more middle of the road, but he's just gone so far left. It's sad. It really is. And Barnacle too. I mean, I lived in Boston for 25 years. We used to love him up there, and now he's a very, very different man. I don't know what the hell's happening.
All right, Dennis. Thanks so much. Appreciate your support and your kind words. Some Facebook comments, Allison.
We do. You ready? Your skin's nice and thick for these?
Uh-oh.
Deborah says, Brian, shut the hell up. Stick to coaching soccer, something you know little about.
You sure that wasn't Pete? I mean, are you covering for Pete? Okay.
Deborah, Pete, same thing, right? You are not a military statistician. You know nothing about what the generals know. Sit on the curvy couch and read the prompter, genius.
Okay. Thanks. A couple of things. I do know what the generals know because I asked them. The ones that go over there. And I also know when people go over there, the experts, they tell me. And when you have organizations go over there just to save the children and can observe the great impact our men and women do in that region and have done for 3 years, stuff that we will never know because most are special ops and don't talk about what they do, that's how you find out what's going on. I'm not saying that I'm going to beat you in Stratego. I'm not saying that I'm the premier graduate at the war college near you. I'm telling you, I talk to people that know. And I don't talk to eye doctors who talk to their dad to find out how to pull out of every conflict around the world as we set up Fortress America as if it's 1790. Okay, quick thing from John Roberts. Rudy Giuliani wants to clarify his remarks. Here we go. To Chris Cuomo, I represent only President Trump, not the Trump campaign. There's no collusion by President Trump in any way, shape, or form. Likewise, I have no knowledge of any collusion of any of the thousands of people who worked on the campaign. The only knowledge I have in regard is the collusion of the Clinton campaign with Russia, which has so far been ignored. All right, thanks. We'll drop that down for a second. Try to squeeze another call? No, probably not enough time. So this is really, actually, out of all the stuff that with Rudy Giuliani, I kind of get what he's saying. I would have just rattled on and say, you know, when you have problems with Roger Stone, problems with Michael Cohen, when you have problems with Jerome Corsi, what does that have to do with the president? I say he didn't include anybody, but he can't control all his surrogates.
The bigger question, why is he going on with Cuomo?
Yeah, I agree. You know why? The family, friends, the dad was governor, he was mayor, and he feels and he's smarter than everybody. And he might be. Rudy Giuliani actually might be smarter. We'll wait to see when that Mueller report comes out.
Now, I'm going to start moving my mouth, and we'll find out together what I'm going to say.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro. President Trump has laid out an immigration deal aimed at boosting border security and reopening the federal government.
In a bid to end the partial government shutdown and win approval for border security funding, the president has proposed temporary protections for hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants.
Straightforward, fair, reasonable, and common sense, with lots of compromise.
But Democrats have already rejected the offer. They want the president to reopen the government first, then negotiate border security. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Thousands of yellow-vested protesters rallied Saturday in several French cities for a 10th consecutive weekend, despite a national debate that was launched this week by President Emmanuel Macron that was aimed at assuaging their anger. In Paris, about 8,000 protesters started their march at the Invalide Monument in Paris, which is home to Napoleon's tomb, to remember the 10 people killed in protest-related traffic accidents since November 17th. A federal agency set to take over Sears pension plans on January 31st.
As Sears continues to work through its bankruptcy, a federal agency, the Pension Benefit Guaranty Corporation, is stepping in. PBGC is poised to assume responsibility for the Sears pensions that cover over 90,000 of its employees. Sears had entered into a pension protection plan with them in 2016. Now that agency estimates that the pension plans are underfunded by some $1.4 billion. The agency is not taxpayer-funded and serves to back up pension commitments. Specific information for those affected is available on their website at pbgc.com. George Bonzani reporting.
Special counsel's office has issued a rare public statement disputing the accuracy of a news story related to the Russia investigation. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that is making made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to OneStockRetirement.com. That's OneStockRetirement.com.
Some thoughts about food and drug safety from Dr. Charles Snyderman.
Both the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the U.S. Department of Agriculture have responsibility for the safety of the nation's food and pharmaceutical supplies. FDA inspects produce and pharmaceuticals. USDA inspects meat, poultry, and eggs. Employees of both agencies are in every state. They are currently on furlough but have been asked by their agencies to report for work without pay. This is Charles Snyderman in Washington.
Occurrence of diseases together may give clues to common causes. Statistical associations of diseases may give rise to at least a hypothesis of a common cause, which stimulates further research. For example, migraine and coronary heart disease may both result from spasm in arteries. Rheumatoid arthritis and gum disease may result from chronic bacterial infections. And diabetes and hypertension may be related to sugars bonding to linings of blood vessels. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. California Governor Gavin Newsom says safety, reliability, and affordability are his main concerns as he addresses the likely bankruptcy of the state's largest utility.
Newsom has sought to assure the public that Pacific Gas and Electric's potential bankruptcy won't result in power shutoffs. Unlike the utility's 2001 bankruptcy amid California's energy crisis, the utility is now facing bankruptcy due to massive liabilities from deadly wildfires. The Democratic governor says protecting victims of the wildfires and ratepayers is a top priority for his new administration, but he hasn't decided on any action. He says staving off the bankruptcy filing is ideal, but it may not be possible. He says PG&E has not been a trusted player in the past. Jeremy House reporting.
The three coal terminals in Virginia's Hampton Roads region saw double-digit increases in exports last year, but a global economy that shows signs of slowing is worrying some analysts. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, thanks so much for listening. It's going to be a big show. Brian Kilmeade show coming your direction. Hope you have a great weekend teed up here in the Northeast. You're going to be hit by some snow, but we can handle it. Jonathan Turley is on in 10 minutes. If there's a better professor out there to break down the Constitution and some of the legal entanglements with this Mueller probe and everything around it, I don't know who it is. And at the bottom of the hour, we might even have some surprises. But most importantly, I'll get a chance to hear from you at 1-866-408-7669. So let's get started.
Now with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
I do believe that there is this overconfidence among Democrats that President Trump is unpopular to such a degree that basically any Democrat will be able to beat him in 2020.
That is, of course, Matt Continente, and he is with the Washington Examiner. And he said this, 2020 candidates are lined up to take out Trump. Is it just me, or do you also see major issues with each contender? Another one is prepared to jump in from Ohio. Why I don't believe Trump should be worried yet.
Number two.
If the BuzzFeed story is correct, we are like not only at another level, we are at impeachment.
Really, besides that, I wouldn't say people are getting out of control with this latest revelation from BuzzFeed. Another Cohen bombshell or not, BuzzFeed is reporting, and no other news organization has matched the reporting, that Michael Cohen told Mueller that after the election, when he had this conversation, that Trump personally instructed him to lie to Congress about the timing of the Russian, the Moscow Tower project. I will bring you the details.
Number one.
President Trump just sending House Speaker Nancy Pelosi a letter informing her that he is postponing her trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan. He added that it would be better if she were in Washington negotiating to end the shutdown.
And that's what happened yesterday afternoon when the president realized the military aircraft was leaving with a Democratic delegation with Nancy Pelosi on it. He quickly said, I pretty much have the control of that aircraft. And before they get to that aircraft, they're on a bus from the military. Turn the bus around and let them fly commercial to Afghanistan, Egypt, and Brussels. So the president, after getting Trump 2 days ago, Trump's the speaker yesterday, and our shutdown is in day 28. Did I mention the president is a counterpuncher? Well, I believe more evidence was put forth. Yes, it was a bold move by Pelosi, a bolder move by the president, but does it move us all closer to a deal? And I don't think so. I don't think this helps at all. I'm going to wait on the BuzzFeed story to go detail with Jonathan Turley. So I'm going to talk about this. So in case you don't know, when these congressional leaders fly overseas, they're not paying out of their pocket or their campaigns or even, you know, whatever their congressional committee. They're flying on military aircraft. So, President's Commander-in-Chief, he's got control of that. When Pelosi decides she's going to go over there for 8 days, the president says, it's ridiculous. Now, mysteriously, and I still don't have an answer to this, when the president was told that basically his invitation to give the State of the Union was rescinded, he did not respond. And I'm waiting. I'm saying, when is the blast going to come? And this is the blast. So, again, I want you to see the difference. When Nancy Pelosi decides to use a power move to thwart the president's State of the Union at the end of the month, this is how the media played it.
Speaker Pelosi playing hardball.
She's playing hardball.
Speaker Pelosi flexing her constitutional muscle.
Nancy Pelosi flexing her muscles today.
This bold power play by Speaker Pelosi.
She's got a PhD in needling President Trump.
This is a move of exceptional cleverness and sadism in a way.
I mean, this is political genius.
She was showing that she's in charge. What a badass.
Right. What a badass. Fine. Give her the accolades. Now, if you were critical of Nancy Pelosi for hurting the process by poisoning the well, then you have every right to criticize the president. But you weren't. I didn't see anybody really criticizing Nancy Pelosi, who's supposed to be in an unbiased media position, or obviously any Democratic lawmaker, come out and say, what is she doing? Pretending as if security is an issue, so I'm recommending you don't give the State of the Union address, give it in the Oval Office, or drop it at my desk, like George Washington did. So, having said that, your move, Mr. President, and man, did he make a move. In a letter to the speaker, he says this, due to the shutdown, I am sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan postponed. We'll reschedule this 7-day excursion when the shutdown is over. In light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I'm sure you would agree that postponing the PR event is totally appropriate. I also feel that during this period, it would be better if you were in Washington negotiating with me and joining on the stronger border security movement. Boom. Your move, Nancy, and I'm sure she's not going to show up to talk. I know that she should, and she better put the wall, the fence, the barrier, the steel slats on the line. In exchange, he would put border security, and he'd put other things that she wants. But the media would not play it in a big shock. Fair and balanced.
The president has responded in sort of a childish way, is the only way to describe it, to the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
This is a sort of a classic example of Trump kind of overreacting.
What just Trump has done today, tactically inept, strategically nitwitted.
The only phrase that comes to mind is nanny, nanny, boo, boo.
Nobody who's ever traveled with a congressional delegation would think that this is funny or appropriate or cool.
This is the president essentially being a man baby. All over again.
Okay. Why is Nancy Pelosi showing such deft political skill? And why is the president being childish? If you want an example of a different way of covering different leaders in Capitol Hill, depending on what media outlet, there it is. So I could go and hit you with more Democrats expressing outrage, but I'm going to give you a Republican. Cut six. Kevin McCarthy.
Why would you want to go overseas with government shut down, with people missing their paychecks? And if we don't get this back open, they could miss their paycheck again by next week. So I think it's appropriate we would get back together. It would not take long, and we could solve this problem.
The problem is the Democrats are convinced they're winning, and some polls show they're winning this argument. But on the Hispanic vote, I was shocked to see one poll that comes out that shows the president's picking up unbelievable amount of traction, positive traction in the Hispanic community. You would think it was just the opposite. So Byron York weighed in with Laura last night, and then we'll move on after this. Just to give you a perspective on how this is playing and why Nancy Pelosi will not play ball. Cut 12.
I think what you're seeing, though, is that Democrats think they're winning. Over the weekend, we had a number of polls that came out that showed significantly larger numbers of Americans blame President Trump and Republicans for the shutdown than blame Democrats. And believe me, if it were the other way around, or even equal, I do not think Democrats would have been doing this. They're doing this because they think they have the public behind them, and Trump is going to be blamed whatever happens.
So the Marist poll on the Latino community, 50% in the Hispanic community polled approve of the president cracking down overall on the president's approval rating. It went up 19 points from December of 2018. How do you explain that? Do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump is doing as president? 39%, it's going steadily up in the Latino community. I mean, I can't believe it. I'm not sure. You know, it could be an anomaly. I doubt it. It's a Marist poll that, for the most part, and PBS poll, my goodness. So the other big story, and I'll just recap it quick, is BuzzFeed comes out and says that Michael Cohen is going to say and has told investigators that Donald Trump called him up and said, don't tell the truth to Congress about the Moscow project. And the truth is the president was talking since 1997 about building a tower in Moscow. Tried again in 2003, tried again in 2009, and was in talks in 2015. But when he became a contender, it seems, my words, to actually be the a Republican representative, suddenly they were interested, because the government has to approve everything in Moscow, for the president to build this tower. So Michael Cohen, for the most part, doesn't get paid unless he's able to put together these deals. So Michael Cohen was the one leading that charge and told everyone there was no Moscow project. But once he was left out to dry and it was found out how corrupt he was with his taxi cabs and his medallions and how much he was using thuggery to intimidate people for his own cause and for others. And there's some ridiculous color things that are so embarrassing that he was trying to set up in different situations. I mean, really third-rate bag of cash, mobster-like activities. He's going to testify on February 7th. Maybe earlier, that the president told him to lie in front of Congress. So the problem is, for Michael Cohen, is that Michael Cohen's got no credibility. He's been caught lying. They even caught him when he was sentencing him. They still didn't think he was telling the entire truth. So this story, according to BuzzFeed, BuzzFeed reporter was just on CNN, did not verify the story. They say two law enforcement officials verify what Michael Cohen says and is about to say publicly. But we don't know who they are, and the person who wrote this story hasn't seen who they are. When we come back, I'll talk to Jonathan Turley about what we know and what we don't know, and why just about everyone on Capitol Hill is screaming that the president is now on a fast track to impeachment. Again. Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text CYCLE to 79645. That's CYCLE to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text CYCLE to 79645. That's CYCLE to 79645.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Yankee great Casey Stengel and Mickey Mantle testified before the Senate Antitrust and Monopoly Subcommittee hearing on baseball.
I was asking you, sir, why it is that baseball wants this bill passed.
I would say I wouldn't know, but I would say the reason why they'd want it passed is to keep baseball going as the highest baseball sport that has gone into baseball, and from the baseball angle. I'm not going to speak of any other sport. I'm not in here to argue about other sports. I'm in the baseball business. It's been run cleaner than any baseball business that was ever put out in the 100 years at the present time.
Well, Mr. Mantle, do you have any observations with reference to the applicability of the antitrust laws to baseball?
My views are just about the same as Casey's.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Show like no other. It's Brian
Kilmeade.
In the report, you say that you have spoken, you have two law enforcement sources who tell you that they have seen evidence, texts, emails, a cache of other documents, maybe transcripts with other witnesses in Trump Organization that Donald Trump pressured Michael Cohen to lie. He suborned perjury. Have you seen any of that other corroborating evidence?
No, I've not seen it personally, but the folks that we've talked to, the two officials that we've spoken to, are fully 100% read in to that aspect of the special counsel's investigation.
So what would that all mean if the president instructed Michael Cohen to lie in front of Congress as Michael Cohen comes back on February 7th to talk to Congress, knowing he's a convicted liar? Jonathan Turley's never been a fan of his legal acumen, even before Michael Cohen became a national name. And we've got to get his take right now. Jonathan Turley, constitutional law professor, George Washington University. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, Brian.
So that was the reporter that broke the story that everybody's talking about with BuzzFeed. What is your take from what you know so far?
Well, obviously, if they could prove that the president suborned perjury, that would be the basis of a criminal charge. It would also be the basis of a possible article of impeachment. But you have to prove it. And that requires something more than Michael Cohen. I mean, Michael Cohen is a serial liar as well as a felon. He has lied consistently, and every time he's been found to lie, he says, now I'm telling the truth. So you couldn't find someone who has less credibility. That doesn't mean, however, that he can't do damage. I mean, Congress and courts hear from people like him all the time. It's just that you have to verify what they say. And that's what we don't know right now, is what evidence they actually have. The other thing I would be very cautious about is that a perjury case is based on something objective. You know, for example, the BuzzFeed story said, well, you know, this contradicts Donald Trump Jr., who said that he only knew about this on the periphery of the deal. Well, that's not much to base a perjury charge on. Donald Trump himself in the campaign said, I have no business deals in Moscow. Once again, Trump can say that was true, that what Cohen's describing is a prospective deal, that, you know, the meeting never actually took place to even move on that deal. So the specific words are very important as to whether something is a misrepresentation or even worse, an act of perjury or subornation.
The special counsel's office learned, according to BuzzFeed, about Trump's directive for Cohen to lie to Congress through interviews with multiple witnesses from the Trump Organization. We know the CFO signed an immunity thing where he was able to talk. And internal company emails. We know the president never emails. Text messages. I don't know if he does text. I don't think so. And a cache of other documents. We know he tweets. Cohen then acknowledged those instructions during an interview with the office where he talked for 70 hours with. That's my words. The revelation is not the first evidence to suggest the president may have attempted to obstruct the FBI and special counsel investigations into Russia's interference. So, again, if this is true, yesterday when the Wall Street Journal came out about a Michael Cohen story, he's like, yeah, I just want to tell you the Wall Street Journal report is true. I haven't heard him talk about this yet, but it's got every, you know, every channel wall to wall. This is it. The president's finally gone.
Well, you know, we've been hearing that for 2 years. It's every smoking gun and pending indictment. I've grown to be somewhat skeptical, but we shouldn't play down the importance or significance of this if there's evidence to back it up. Everyone agrees that if the president encourages a witness to lie before Congress, it would be a clear federal crime. It would be an obvious basis for impeachment. But what we've seen before is that these stories hit, and then we find that the evidence is not quite as compelling as people suggest that it was. So we need to know, what's the basis for saying that he was encouraged to lie? You know, is this just Cohen's account? What he was asked about is when the business dealings ended in Moscow. That can be a somewhat fluid type of calculation that's based on memories and what was done and how serious it was. So I would wait to see what they can produce. And that's going to make his testimony on the 7th all the more important. But by the way, his testimony on the 7th is not without risks for Cohen. That Wall Street Journal article talks about yet another really sordid and criminal type of transaction by Cohen. He's accused of charging the Trump Organization $50,000 and then only giving a portion of that to the actual contractor who did the work supposedly in a bag of cash with a boxing glove from some famous athlete. I mean, it's incredibly sordid. It's vintage Cohen. But he could very well face questions that could compromise what he has told the prosecutors and potentially incriminate him in additional crimes.
I mean, for example, I want you to hear, too, if we could, some of the give and take from William Barr's testimony, because it seems as though if you listen to Lindsey Graham and Amy Klobuchar, it's almost as if they knew this was going to come up. First, let's listen to Lindsey Graham.
So if there was some reason to believe that the president tried to coach somebody not to testify or testify falsely, that could be obstruction of justice.
Yes, under that. Yeah, under an obstruction statute, yes.
So if there's some evidence that the president tried to conceal evidence, that would be obstruction of justice potentially, right?
Right.
So, I mean, that's where William Barr stood, and he's going to get confirmed.
I testified at that hearing in support of Bill, who I think is an outstanding choice of attorney general. And I said repeatedly in my testimony that people have misconstrued and certainly misrepresented what he said. People are saying that Barr insists that the president can't be charged with obstruction. Barr's always said the diametrically opposite thing. In his memo, in his testimony, he said, no, of course the president can be charged with obstruction, which disagrees with the president's own legal team. What Barr was saying is that obstruction is a crime that has elements, and we have to be careful as to what constitutes obstruction. I've made that argument for 2 years, and I'm astonished that people are beating up on Bill Barr over that. He never said that a president couldn't be charged, including with the crime of obstruction.
Real quick, 30 seconds. Nancy Pelosi using really testing the constitutional powers and strength, the presidency as opposed to the Congress. You see them using each other's power with the State of the Union and then the grounding the plane. What's your take on this battle?
I think it's an embarrassment for everyone. I strongly disagree with the speakers barring or suggesting she might bar the State of the Union. She has that authority. There's no constitutional requirement that it occurs before Congress, let alone on that date. But her rationale that this was a security issue
we don't buy
has
it.
Been debunked.
Thanks, Jonathan. It is embarrassing.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Purpose-driven banking.
That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1968. President Lyndon Johnson.
It is true that a house divided against itself is a house that cannot stand. I have concluded that I should not permit the presidents to become involved in the partisan division that are developing in this political year. And I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
America tonight is ashamed. Again, an assassin has struck down a man who wanted only peace and nonviolence. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is dead.
The doctor's now on the scene. Kennedy is lying in a pool of blood.
News as it happened then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Thoughts on Justice. Scarlett Johansson plays tough characters in the movies.
I hit you really hard in the head.
But the actress, who wins most of her on-screen fights, is calling this legal battle a lost cause. Johansson is talking about deepfake technology, and she's been a victim of it, where someone takes images of her face and superimposes it on the body of an actress in a porn video. Johansson says it's happened to her multiple times, but is it legal? Some commentators say deepfake technology is a form of free speech protected by the First Amendment. Others say creating the impression that you do porn videos is a form of defamation and maybe even identity theft. If a victim is asked to pay money to get the video removed, that would be extortion, a crime. Lawyers also say a case could be made about copyright infringement or a lawsuit based on intentional infliction of emotional distress. So maybe Scarlett Johansson has a few weapons at her disposal. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We'll fight when necessary against a president who's focused on building walls.
No wall is going to solve legitimate security concerns.
Then perhaps you can be forgiven for thinking that a wall is going to solve a problem.
We in El Paso are ashamed of this now. But this is going to be one of those moments where the folks in Germany look back on the Berlin Wall, or the United States looks back on its project to intern Japanese Americans during World War II.
So Beto O'Rourke, sure, not getting involved in hyperbole at all, talking about building a border wall and equating it to East-West Berlin, and also equating it to an internment of the Japanese in World War II. Is that an adequate comparison? Matt Schlapp tends to put things in perspective. He's chairman of the American Conservative Union and was deputy assistant to President George W. Bush, and his wife has got a pretty prestigious job in the communications division of this place called the White House. Matt, welcome back.
Great to be with you, Brian.
So I just wanted to bring you to just a little Beto O'Rourke mania. He gave a 90-minute interview to the Washington Post. The Washington Post couldn't have been more critical. He doesn't know anything about anything,
yeah,
or he won't take a position about anything, and that's what the president's up against when it comes to debating border security.
Yeah, so think about it. We have 690 miles of fencing, walls, barriers along our border. That's about half
the border already has these barriers. And the president's saying, hey, I want to add a little over 200 miles to the almost 700 miles we have. And he's called a racist. He's being called un-American. He's being called a fascist. And the fact is how did the 690 miles of wall get built, Brian? It was built with Democrats running Congress, voting for this, appropriating the money. It's an insane argument.
Bill Clinton.
Right.
He was the one it started under.
That's
number
right.
one. And number two is we play all these tapes all the time of Senator Schumer, Harry Reid. All of them want border security. They talk about the folly of the lottery, how unfair the lottery is, or the chain migration. And now all of a sudden things have changed. Having said all that, yesterday the president made, I thought, a massive move, but it's not going to move the negotiations further. He said, oh, you don't want to invite me to the State of the Union? I have a pretty good idea what I'll do. I hear you're going to be flying out today on a military aircraft. I'm going to ground it, and I'm going to ground it when you're on the bus. They said he was quiet for 24 hours. Talk about that move.
It was a glorious move, and let me tell you why, Brian. I don't know how it impacts the negotiations because the future is still to flow out of all of this. But the fact is this: Republicans on questions of spending and shutdowns, we are always in a defensive posture because the media immediately says those mean Republicans who are anti-government being mean to federal employees, and they do all the sob stories, which I think some of it is actually true. I feel sorry for people who are living paycheck to paycheck. But you know what, Brian? What the president has said to the Democrats is, you want to play dirty? I'll play dirty. You want to fight about little things? I'll fight about little things. You want to fight about big things? I'll fight about big things. When I say we're going to put the money for the wall, which you've all voted for in the past, we're going to do it. And I think a lot of people around this country are like, wow, a politician from the Republican side who's actually willing to fight as tough as the Democrats.
I want you to hear what Senator Patrick Leahy says. He's worked for a bunch of people, presidents. He was astounded by what took place yesterday. Cut nine.
I've been here with 7 or 8 presidents. Sometimes I agree, sometimes I disagree. But I've never seen anybody do as many petty things as this president does.
Now, I'd give him credibility if he was equally as critical of Nancy Pelosi the day before with the State of the Union. But he wasn't.
That's right. And just so you know, the whole question about how people in the legislative branch can use military aircraft to do their junkets is always happens behind the scenes. So the idea of whether or not you get a plane, an administration always has to green light it. But what I love about this one is what President Trump would do, other presidents would do quietly, he does so flagrantly. And he puts it in that letter. And that's why I think it's glorious, because it was honest and it let all of us see it.
Listen, no one doubts that. I know that Nancy Pelosi is a tactician, and people say they respect her political savvy, and there's probably no Obamacare without her. You know, remember what she did, forcing the president to go back one more time and use this legislative gymnastics to get it done. But I also think when she talks off the cuff, it's scary.
It is scary.
She cannot get a sentence out.
It's true.
And she makes no sense.
That's exactly right.
And people would just buy. I don't know why people are buying it. Whatever you thought of Newt Gingrich, you might thought he was evil and he lost his job. Does anyone think they didn't know what he was talking about?
Yeah.
When you ever saw John Boehner, these guys, they know exactly where they stood. They could take all questions, and they knew how to get out of things. Here's what she said yesterday about the State of the Union before all the chicanery took place, Cup 14.
The date of the State of the Union is not a sacred date. It's not constitutionally required. It's not the president's birthday. It's not anything. It is a date that we agreed to. It could have been the week later, and it could be the week later. If government is open.
So it's not his birthday. So she made the move, and then she denies she made the move. Listen to this on negotiations. Like, why are you not negotiating? Cut 16.
Do you need to express more willingness to negotiate on that figure for Republicans to get past this?
I'm not for a wall. I'm not for a wall. I'm not for a wall. Yes, <sir. laughs>
Let me tell you, she's being totally deceptive there, and I don't have my pocket constitution with me, but the president is to come address Congress once a year to talk about the state of the country. Now, the date is not prescribed in the Constitution. That's true. That's always a negotiated question, and she does get to control who walks on the floor of the House of Representatives, but the State of the Union is an internationally covered event where America, liberals, conservatives, Democrats, and Republicans, we show show America that America is, we show the world that America is strong, and it is disgusting, and it really is un-American and unconstitutional for her to kind of saber rattle over the State of the Union address.
It is, and the thing is, too, it's embarrassing.
Terrible.
You know, it's almost like in when you argue, if you have a family argument, like at a supermarket or a restaurant, you're like, what do these people think of me? Even though it's not that you, I look around the rest of the world, they must say, you guys can't even pull off a State of the Union. You've locked out your government, yet you have the strongest economy in the world. It's like we got rich people problems. I'm not saying everyone in our country is rich, but compared to the rest of the world, including China, they're all envious of our production.
That's right.
And the way we've come out of this deep recession.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Look, let's face it. America is a very special country, and we're special. One of the reasons we're special is because we came up with this idea of having a constitution where the individual has rights. And I just say it once again, it is to do brinksmanship over our democracy, over whether or not to allow the president to come. Think of the irony of this, Brian. She's saying to illegal immigrants, as many of you can cross the southern border as you want, because I don't believe in walls. Yet she's essentially putting a wall around the floor of the House of Representatives and preventing the president from walking in there. That is, you know, that's absurd.
So the big story today is the BuzzFeed stories. It says the president told Michael Cohen to lie to Congress.
Yeah.
Also, they had a Moscow project, and he was all set. He told Michael Cohen to go for it when he was a candidate and go visit Moscow to make sure this tower got built. They claimed that he was going to make $300 million. So Anthony Cormier of BuzzFeed was able to go on CNN today because people say this is a single source story, and they say two law enforcement officials say they've confirmed it, but we don't know who those law enforcement officials are. So here's a little of, you know, we don't watch, you weren't watching CNN, you were watching Fox and Friends, Matt.
Of course.
Cut 21.
They have been working the sort of Trump Moscow tower portion of this investigation, our sources have, before Mueller. So they had access to a number of different documents, FBI 302 reports, which began to compile this evidence before Michael Cohen decided to cooperate and to speak with the special counsel. And then it's our understanding that presented this to him or began asking questions based off of it. Then he acknowledged in his interview, yes, indeed, I was directed by the president. But it is our understanding that this is rock-solid information developed over the course of a long period of time. And then Michael was used to sort of, I guess, confirm it.
So he had sources. Michael Cohen was used to confirm the sources that the president pushed it. If it was, there would be the basis of a obstruction case.
So I want to hit this head on. The idea of sources is very vague. We have seen this from the beginning of this administration. I don't know who that source is. Is it Andy McCabe? Is it one of the 12 people that have been fired from DOJ and the FBI? Number two. The president.
That's a great point. These guys, you know, they have an extra grant before they got fired and discovered.
When they say they have two legal sources, don't you think that could be somebody who has been trying to quote unquote stop Trump? The second point of this, whether or not President Trump was doing business around the globe as an entrepreneur and an international businessman, I am not concerned about. If what Mueller goes at is what he sees as discrepancies in answers to the FBI or to his investigators about issues that have nothing to do with illegal activities in the 2016 campaign, we have wasted the American taxpayers' money. I am sure he has pulled off mattress tags. I'm sure he has parked illegally. I'm sure Michael Cohen has done tons of criminal things. The question is this, is it worth all of our attention, literally stopping our government, having the press cover this nonstop over the fact that they just want to find anything that was somehow untoward about Trump?
It's such a distraction because, and you know this, because Mercedes is actually in the communications division,
right,
and you don't want to give up anything, and I get that. You just punt if you have to, because the sanctity between you two has to stay solid or else you'll be forbidden to do my show anymore, because she makes the rules.
She makes the rules.
Absolutely.
She's in charge.
So, but having said that, it is like playing tennis with a pulled hamstring.
Yeah.
How do you expect to beat another champion if I can't move left to right?
Yeah.
So you're trying to get tax reform done. You're trying to get this border wall done. You're trying to get a deal with North Korea. You're trying to get the Russians out of the Ukraine. You're trying to get NATO to pay their fair share. At the same time, every third day, there's some revelation that has everybody distracted. When you walk out to that line in order to get on Air Force One, you start taking Marine One. You start taking questions, and they're all about Mueller. this and that.
Look, let's go to two things here. The first thing is that let's go back to these sources. If you actually look at what's come out in this whole Mueller investigation, it was corrupt federal officials leaking to supposed journalists, Michael Isikoff, David Korn, you name it. They gave them information that was incorrect, and those people ran stories as if it was objective journalism. I'm not criticizing those journalists. I'm just saying they're all part of the pawn. So now that when I see that there are sources saying this or that, I'm dubious about all of it, which is bad for journalism. And the second point is, I worked for President George W. Bush when he left office. He was barely at 30% in the polls. This is not about Trump. They do this to every Republican president. Look at the second terms of Republican presidents. Look at the onslaught of negative press they get. They hate Trump more. They got to it quicker, but they do this to every Republican president. They despise what we believe.
So, Matt, I understand the president has bulked up his legal team. Is that correct? He has added or not?
I don't know that. I know there's a lot of shift. You know, obviously there's a new White House.
I thought they hired 12 new people.
There's the new White House counsel who's got a whole new team around him. And so, you know, the people he's hiring not because of Mueller. He's hiring those people because they believe this new House Democratic majority is actually going to be more aggressive than Mueller. They're going to be going after this administration in every way. Look, and having a wife work in this administration, it is alarming because they will go after us. It'll be personal. There'll be stories about everybody associated with Trump. They are going to try to wipe out a generation of Republican operatives because they had the temerity of saying, I'll stand with Trump. I'm worried about where this goes. This is a fight for our democracy, and we got to make sure that we stand our ground.
So, Matt, the other thing I was thinking about today, and I think it'd be pretty much unprecedented, but it'd be very consistent with this president. If he feels as though he is being blitzed about his Trump organization, 1983's casino, and the 1988 deal with Mike Tyson, or something else that goes on that with Deutsche Bank and his international golf club in Scotland, would it be okay to use some of your curiosity or some of your legal team to find out how Maxine Waters got so rich,
yeah.
How Nancy Pelosi got to San Francisco in the mansion that she lives in, to find out where the other son, was? What was he doing in the Ukraine with all these investments? And maybe start going offense on them?
So I take this very personally. So I was the political director to President George W. Bush. I had hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal bills. They deposed me. They brought me to grand juries. They brought me up in front of Waxman's committee. It's like they never let us off the carpet. I never did anything wrong. I was never accused of doing anything wrong. They wanted to personally bankrupt me. They wanted to push me out of politics. That's how Democrats play the game. Here's how Republicans play the game. I better be nice to them or they'll come after me. And Trump just doesn't play that way. He says, if you're going to come after me, I'm going to come after you. If you're going to come after with ridiculous charges about my politics, why aren't we talking about the Clinton Foundation and how Bill and Hillary are worth more than probably any other people who ever entered politics in the history of the world and got rich off their service? I mean, this is the kind of stuff that he inherently gets. And as a party, the Republican Party better wake up and play the game the same way. Get on offense.
All right. Match left. Stick around, can you?
I love it.
All right, great. Match left's going to stick around a few more minutes. We're finding the latest, following the BuzzFeed story, also the shutdown move, and can we expect any negotiations this weekend? Don't move. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry, we have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Did you see this? In the interview, Giuliani changed his story about collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia and basically said it might have happened. Listen to this.
I never said there was no collusion between the campaign or between people in the campaign.
Yes, you
I have, no idea. I have not. I said President of the United States.
Trump was like, forget the border. We need to secure Rudy's mouth.
So, I mean, that was pretty shocking when he said that to Chris Cuomo, no collusion with the campaign. I said, not with the president. But in one way, one thing I think that Matt Schlappis here, Matt, the one thing I say about Rudy that might be some method to what seems like madness is that he knows what's coming. He can't control Roger Stone. He can't control Jerome Corsi. He can't control a lot of these guys on the periphery. And he's saying, I'm just going to let people know, just because they know Trump doesn't mean that's Trump. So I thought that might have been a tactic.
That's a good way to think about it. That must be what the mayor was thinking, because there are all types of people that want to be associated with a political leader, especially I've been on a couple of presidential campaigns, and you have all kinds of people that will even put on their resume that they're like an advisor, and you're like, I didn't think this guy really had even much to do with anything. So you can't control everyone that's associated with Trump, and if there were some bad guys, and clearly there are too many people who shouldn't have had any involvement, who unfortunately had some or could say they had some involvement. And that has nothing to do with Donald Trump, and so maybe they want to distance themselves. So maybe that's the way to look at it, Brian.
Matt, you have a great way to understand what conservatives are thinking and what the American public are thinking. A lot of times it's different. The polls show the president is not winning the winning over the public, that Democrats have an advantage, and that's why they're staying away. What do you read? What do you feel?
You mean on the shutdown?
On the shutdown.
No, I don't agree with those polls. Let me tell you why. Because the reason why the polls get things wrong on questions like immigration and Dreamers and cracking down on immigration and the wall is because it involves some people believe that you're being intolerant or racist or mean to people that have these, you know, meager economic existence in these countries to the south of us. So you'll always – they'll always be skewed to the side of saying, you know, let's be welcoming, let's be kind, let's be tolerant. But when you get people to talk honestly, this unmitigated – illegal immigration scares the hell out of people for lots of reasons, from a security standpoint, but also from an economic standpoint. People who are fighting to try to put bread on the table and to make money for their families, they hate the idea that someone's going to come in and work at a much lower illegal wage. And these questions are very important to the American people. It's the main reason Donald Trump's president.
Last question. You're a conservative.
Right.
But do you believe also that sometimes you have to compromise?
Absolutely. Look, I'm all about reality. We got to live in reality. And in reality, you have to make decisions, and sometimes they're suboptimal.
One poll said 61% of the country wants to see compromise. So everyone's a little angst about a deal. I want to talk about deals, not about positions. Matt Schlapp, thank you so much.
Let's make a deal, Brian.
You got it. Brian Kilmeade. The deal is you come back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty leaders and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its online MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's programs. Learn more about the W.P. Carey business degrees online. For more information, text RANK to 79645. That's RANK to 79.
We plow.
Four-time Grammy winner Roseanne Cash is coming to Reading. This Americana pioneer already has 11 number one hits under her belt. Now she's got a brand new album and is gracing the Cascade Theater stage in a duo performance featuring musician, husband, and five-time Grammy winner John Leventhal. Roseanne Cash at the Cascade Theater Thursday, January 24th at 7:30. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.